Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. It is already the first day of the second month of 2010, February 1st, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Joining us coming up briefly in the third hour, Mark Moreno of Climate Depot will be joining us as we try to brace ourselves to stop the offshore corporations, banks, the United Nations, taking over our local cities and counties with their international taxation, neo-feudalistic slave grid. And that's what it is. And of course, I covered Friday and Sunday, cap and trade scam to be enforced at state level, $2.6 billion in taxes within the first 3 years in Austin alone. $2.6 billion. I mean, the city budget isn't even $1 billion a year. The roads get $70 million. But the bankers, they get $2.6 billion. They have criminally taken this nation over. Yes, we want a big battle in the wider war against the parasites in Copenhagen now 2 months ago. But the fight is far from over. So that's coming up in the third hour today. We're going to have wide open phones throughout the entirety of the broadcast. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And obviously I have, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 stacks of fresh, important news that I want to attempt to go over today. Some of the most important news I have here is the fact that there is major, major saber-rattling by NATO, the UN, the United States, England, and others against China and Iran. Meanwhile, the globalists that run our country have moved most of our industrial base from Europe, England, and the U.S. and Canada to China, and given them all the weapon systems. So what's really behind this extremely complex issue? Look at these types of headlines. Bloomberg, China, Iran spur U.S. to develop air-sea battle plan. The Guardian, U.S. raises stakes on Iran by sending in ships and missiles. Pentagon says Patriot Shield will deter strike on American allies in the Gulf. Yeah, after Iran is hit. We're going to be breaking down the stratagem there. The Mail reports U.S. deploys land and sea-based missiles, Shield, in the Gulf to deter attack from Iran. That's the type of news. Reuters, U.S. expanding missile defense in the Gulf so they can deter Iran's counterstrike when Iran gets bombarded. So we'll talk about Iran's strategy, the globalist strategy, and a lot more. Ahmed Dinajid is running around saying, quote, Iran will deliver telling blow to global powers on February 11th. No one knows exactly what that means. I didn't know the date of the Islamic Revolution back in 79. It was February 11th. Why does it have to be my birthday? And Burt Reynolds, for that matter, and George Norris, for that matter. I think that is George's birthday. He told me that. I'm going from memory on that. The point is that we're going to be breaking all of that down today. Have some interesting DNA news on the AIDS front. Also, another story, Egypt to unveil Tutankhamun's DNA results. Jeb Bush is back, and some think he's looking presidential, visiting with Obama over the weekend. Also, Brown is humbled by White House talk, but doesn't rule out 2012. Look, I'm glad he took the Democrat seat to send a message on health care, but the last person we need as president is Brown. He helped author the bill, the socialist bill, in the Massachusetts Senate. I mean, this guy makes John McCain look conservative. All right, look, that isn't even the tip of the iceberg. We'll tell you about the UN's plan to shut down the web straight ahead. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The United States and England are clearly moving towards attacking Iran. To do that, they'll need to stage some terror attacks to whip the population into accepting the bombardment. They're also claiming that Iran has WMDs, weapons of mass destruction, that they're on the verge of getting nukes and using them. A replay of what we saw in 2002, 2003, leading up to the attack on Iraq. And here we are 7 years later. It'll be 7 years in March. So I'm going to be breaking that news down today. Also, we have a report here from the French news agency with the United Nations saying, quote, there is a pandemic. It organizes the quarantine of cases. We are not allowed to organize the systematic quarantine of machines that are compromised. This was said at Davos. If you want to drive a car, you have to have a license to say that you're capable of driving a car. The car has to pass a test to say if it is fit to drive and you have the insurance. This was in a forum at Davos about UN control of the web. Andre Kulesky, chairman of Kudelski Group, said that a new internet might have to be created, forcing people to have two computers that cannot connect and pass on a virus. One internet for secure operations, that's internet two, and one internet for freedom, the one they're systematically taking over and censoring and shutting down, and major countries like Australia and Italy openly announcing, quote, Chinese-style net censorship, having to get a special license to even get online. And Microsoft's new operating systems in the last 4 years have it built in to be accessed via a biometric thumbprint tied to your internet ID. And Paul Watson is developing a big report set to be released today at prisonplanet.com on this subject. 4 years ago, or was it 5 years ago, we called this with precision with an article about Internet 2 Trojan horse to take over the internet. In fact, we now actually have Paul Watson's article. It just went up minutes ago. Enemies of free speech call for internet licensing. Death of the web moves closer as UN calls for policing cyberspace. That's the French news agency headline is similar. That's the Prison Planet headline. Here's the French news agency headline. UN agency calls for global cyber warfare treaty, driver's license for web users. So I'm going to be covering that coming up in the next hour. Also, Iraq to sue U.S. Britain over depleted uranium bombs. And I want to get Dr. Doug Rocky on this week on this subject. DU was used all over Iraq, all over Serbia, all over Afghanistan. First, the deformities doubled, then tripled. The latest numbers have quadrupled in every major city and in small towns where DU is used. It absolutely annihilates DNA. It is the byproduct of the spent fuel rods from nuclear reactors. So that is coming up as well. And separately, Obama has announced $54 billion in government-sponsored nuclear reactors in the United States. And let's get this straight. I am not against nuclear reactors, though I think natural gas that the U.S. has more of than any other nation on Earth and is now the biggest producer, last year passed Russia as the biggest producer, is the way we should be fueling our cars, our homes, you name it. It is one of the cleanest forms of fuel out there. It does produce some carbon dioxide, which plants breathe, and the Earth, according to the ice core samples, is in a carbon dioxide-starved level right now compared to millions of years ago. It is a life-giving gas, but oh no, we've got to put a tax on it, and we've got to move away from using it, and we want to build nuclear reactors that radiated much of the Ukraine and Eastern Europe. And I've seen the documentaries and statistics out of the thousands of square miles that were hit by the main plume of Chernobyl back in the 1980s. They can't eat the crops. The deformities are off the charts. The cancers are off the charts. We do not need $54 billion of new nuclear reactors. If private companies with the states want to build them, and they do have some new technologies that are a lot safer, and if they are properly shielded, I don't have a problem with it. But you certainly don't build these like France and others have done instead of fossil fuels. Give me a break. Fossil fuels are no threat compared to nuclear reactors. There's two of the stinking things in Austin, and I don't particularly like it. And they keep it so quiet that every time I mention that, I get emails saying I'm a conspiracy theorist. They've got a little reactor at UT, and then at the J.J. Pickles Center off Research in North Austin, they've got a experimental reactor. And it's a big one. I digress. I don't want nuclear reactors in my town. If you want to stick them out in the desert, in the middle of nowhere, that's one thing, and it's still very dangerous. What are they doing building reactors everywhere? All the fake environmentalists run around saying build reactors, not natural gas, which we have literally coming out of our ears. We are drowning in it. We are drowning in natural gas. All right, I'm now digressing and ranting. Depleted uranium, nuclear reactors. I mean, just come on. And, of course, the eugenics lobby for the last 50 years has lobbied against reactors because they don't want economic development in the West. But now they're backing off of that, saying, look, just give us taxes on fossil fuels and we'll throw a bone to the nuke companies and build these reactors all over the place. So you're welcome to call in about that as well. Also, I got some into this yesterday, but now that we have more time, I want to read through Kurt Haskell's article that links through to several newspapers and publications in Michigan, like Detroit News. The sharp-dressed man who aided the underwear bomber on the Flight 253 was a U.S. government agent. So that is coming up later in the next hour as well. And that's just the tip of the iceberg of what we're going to be covering. I have several mainstream news reports here, like the Toronto Sun. One small needle, a world of trouble. Donna Hartland, a young mother who is now partly paralyzed, has been diagnosed with Guillain-Barré syndrome. Hartland, seen in her hospital room with her husband, Wayne, blames the H1N1 flu shot. Well, we've got doctors admitting that's what it is. They admit on the insert it can do it. So I thought we would go over that as well. Also, a New York Times article. You saw what an earthquake can do in Pakistan. You've seen what it can do in Los Angeles, in San Francisco. You've seen what it can do in Haiti. You've seen what it can do with tsunamis. Well, you have the super volcano that isn't even dormant. That's what makes there be the geysers and the bubbling sulfur mud in Yellowstone. The super caldera is hundreds of square miles around, just the cone, just the hole. And it is getting more and more unstable. And as you know, they've even had earthquakes in Oklahoma now. Definitely the earth is rumbling. The earth is on the move. Mother Nature is bubbling and burbling and burping. And it has nothing, contrary to what the United Nations and Danny Glover say, with human beings. We have huge tectonic plates, what, 20 miles thick on average? Some areas only a few miles thick, floating around on liquid oceans of molten rock and metal. Hundreds of quakes are rattling Yellowstone, New York Times. In the last 2 weeks, more than 100 mostly tiny earthquakes a day on average have rattled a remote area of Yellowstone National Park in Wyoming, putting scientists who monitor the park's strange and volatile geology on alert. Researchers say for now the earthquake cluster or swarm, the second largest ever recorded, just a few months ago they had one of the other biggest, in the park, is more a cause of curiosity than alarm. The quake zone, about 10 miles northeast of Old Faithful Geyser, has shown little indication, they say, of building towards a larger event like a volcanic eruption of the type that last ravaged Yellowstone region tens of thousands of years ago. Scientists don't know when that really happened. The area is far from any road or community, and the park is relatively empty in winter. Listen to this whitewash. The entire park is at the middle of the caldera. Swarms of small quakes, including a similar swarm last year, are relatively common. But at a time when the disastrous earthquake in Haiti on January 12th has refocused global attention on the Earth's immense store of tectonic energy, I'm surprised they don't say it's man-made warming doing this, scientists say that Yellowstone's swarm is only because of its volume bears close observation. As of Sunday, there had been 1,608 quakes since January 17th. We'll cover this more coming up, and I'd love to get your take on it as well. Scientist until Shoemaker Levy comet broke into scores of pieces and slammed into Saturn, blasting holes in the gas giant bigger than the Earth per piece. They'd always said, oh, every million years we get hit by big asteroids. Now that they have telescopes that can observe other planets in the solar system, they know it's every 100 years or so. So if the government wanted to really defend us, they'd put space-based weapons in. But because of treaties, they don't want to let you know they've already got them. And NASA has launched multiple missions to go out and scan for asteroids in deeper quadrants of space. We'll be right back with your phone calls.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. See, that's 1-866-653-7333 today.
I hurt myself today.
Coming up next hour, enemies of free speech call for internet licensing. Death of the web moves closer as UN calls for policing cyberspace. Last year, the federal government that licensed ICANN out of the U.S. to create the web registry naming system handed it over to UN control. That is coming up. Right now, let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Bob in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
The man behind the legend, Alex Jones. How are you doing today?
Good, Bob. Good to talk to you.
I just wanted to be as brief as I can. I run the Funkmaster 5 channel on YouTube. It's basically a anti-NWO call center. We have, if you have Skype, you can actually call all the major talk radio shows from my YouTube channel. I have some calls to Glenn Beck that I would like to welcome you to use for your upcoming Glenn Beck film, if you so decide.
Well, let's be clear. I'm not going to make a whole Glenn Beck film. I'm going to make a mini documentary just warning people that he has stabbed us in the back a lot.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And I welcome you. I do have one clip on there where I ask him about nanothermite at the World Trade Center, and he calls me a name. It's received about 11,000 views, and I do welcome you to use it if you choose.
Well, thank you, Bob. Thank you, Bob. What else is on your mind?
Well, I listened to the Kay Bailey Hutchison interview yesterday, and, man, I just really, really hope people get out, forget about the mainstream candidates and really throw their support behind her. I'm telling all my coworkers and family.
You're talking about Deborah Medina?
Get out there. I'm sorry. Yeah, Deborah Medina, yeah.
Thank you, Bob. Good to hear from you. Yeah, she's a great lady, Deborah Medina. Kevin in Texas, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to also comment on that debate. It was very interesting. I'm sure that you have access to the audio of that. In her first opportunity to speak, you can hear hemming and hawing intentionally, intermittently, as she's speaking, and I believe it's coming from one of the people on the panel there.
Yeah, it's Rick Perry and Kay Bailey Hutchison talk basically hemming and hawing over Deborah Medina. I've seen it, too.
No. When she first started to speak, there was these noises just constantly. Maybe it was one of them, but it seemed very disrespectful.
They're scared of her. They're scared of the American people. They're scared of the grassroots.
They want to discredit her, and in the minds of the people, when they hear that kind of thing over behind her speaking, it gives the impression in the mind, this lady is not to be considered seriously.
Absolutely, Kevin. But you're going to be voting for Deborah Medina?
Well, I'm supporting her, and I want to say that I don't think it's any mistake. Her name is Deborah, and she comes across as so sincere and honest. And also, she's willing to come on your show. She's putting herself at risk. She's coming against the New World Order. It's not.
Well, Kevin, you have to understand. I mean, Deborah Medina basically comes from my show. She's been a listener a long time. Got involved in the Fed rallies. She's a Ron Paul supporter. She's one of us. She doesn't just come on the show. She wants to come on. She's good. I appreciate your call. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better candidate. Let's talk to Justin in West Virginia. Justin, you're on the air.
Yeah. I was hearing you say that the you heard something where they were saying the...
Give me a big favor. Turn your radio off. Okay, go ahead, Justin.
When the you said the earth... They were saying the earthquake was caused by global warming. I just wanted to know what Kook said that and what's your take on that, because that's crazy.
Justin, I appreciate your call. The United Nations was in several newspaper reports last week with several United Nations officials, and we read their names on air, I don't have it in front of me, saying that this is what we can expect to see more of because of global warming. And then Danny Glover, I don't know, what was it, 2 weeks ago, we played the audio clip here, Danny Glover, the actor, who I don't think's a bad guy. He means well. He's always trying to help people in humanitarian ways, and he's trying to help the folks in Haiti. He just is an idiot. He said that clearly global warming caused the earthquake in Haiti when no scientist, no geologist, no hydrologist, no climatologist, no volcanologist, the people that study earthquakes, the people that study the oceans, the people that study volcanoes, no one has ever said that the atmosphere can cause earthquakes. I actually looked it up when Danny Glover said it, and they believe that if an earthquake is already going to occur, that the oceans, sometimes dealing with tidal issues with the moon, that water can kind of pile up in certain regions and might contribute in small ways. But to say that global warming caused the earthquake in Haiti back on January 12th is just the height of fear-mongering and ridiculous propaganda. We're going to come back, continue with your phone calls and a ton of news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Federal agents, we are armed!
What would you do if you knew all the things we know? Would you stand up for truth? Or would you turn away too? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong?
Coming up in the next hour, UN agency calls for global cybersecurity treaty. Driver's license for web users, shutting down the old web, bringing in a new tyrannical system. The White House to paint grim fiscal picture. Yeah, the media is telling us the economy's rebounded, everything's great, but you know that's a complete fraud and a lie. Also, we'll get into the latest with Pachauri, head of the IPCC, fails to get UK support over unsubstantiated climate report claims. Just literally every day, new frauds, premeditated frauds by the UN, lying about the dangers of man-made global warming, lying and saying man's causing it, lying and saying the Earth is warming. That is coming up as well. Plus all the big gear up that's happening for war with Iran and how that ties into staged terror attacks on the horizon and the clearly botched staged terror attack. The Christmas Day attack, new incontrovertible evidence now coming out. But I'm going to Chris, Anonymous, Marshall, Fred, Joe, and others here in just a moment. Before I do that, I want to remind listeners that your support of this radio show and my filmmaking and the news websites and PrisonPlanet.tv is what makes our operation possible. It's what makes our operation possible, and I want to thank all of you out there for your support throughout the years, and I don't think there's any place that support goes more towards fighting the New World Order, more bang for your buck, than InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and the radio show. But that's not even the main reason. The main reason to get the books and videos and materials we offer at InfoWars.com is because, bar none, it's the best material out there. It's all of my award-winning films, but it's also the best videos and books that I watch and I read. I go out and purchase them. I go out and get them. I go out and discount them up on the site. There's a film I consulted on and a film that has now finished manufacturing, is being shipped to me right now so I can ship it out to you, be the first to get it, How Weed Won the West. It is a 10th Amendment film about the federal government trying to take control of the states, how the states are standing up. It exposes government drug dealing, narcotics trafficking, how drug dealers are on record, not just government drug dealers, but street dealers who don't want drugs decriminalized, namely marijuana. Our prisons are packed full of nonviolent offenders for marijuana. It has all these medical uses that are being blocked. It is such an important film. Pre-order it today at InfoWars.com, and it's discounted out of the gates. You can also get Fall of the Republic half price or American Drug War half price when you get it with How Weed Won the West. And there is a new trailer, I think the best trailer yet, up on InfoWars.com. And PrisonPlanet.com, and the article that has the video posted on it has the title, New Film Exposes Government Drug Dealing. And so, again, that is up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And a really hot video, when I saw it, I knew we had to carry it, Shadow Government. And it breaks down the cashless society control grid, the body scanners. It has Spanish language options. Massive bonus material. I hope you get Shadow Government. Again, all the other books and videos are discounted when you get it with Shadow Government. You can get free T-shirts, free videos, a free Aaron Russo video up at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Also, you can watch the live simulcast radio show in living color at PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Okay, let's go ahead now and go back to your phone calls here on this Monday, the first day of February 2010 edition. I'm going to try to hurry through your calls now. Chris in Georgia, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex.
Hey, buddy.
The income tax. What
yes.
are you going to tell the American people before April 15th regarding their liability?
Well, I tell people the same. I tell people the same thing I tell them every year. But I mean, what would you like to say to them, Chris?
Well, seeing as how there's enormous potential to fight back by not paying, if you so believe that you are one that is not obligated to pay. I think that our best resistance is our refusal, which is what Michael Collins said back in 1916. And then if a lot of Americans, maybe hundreds of thousands more of them, could see that they have no liability and they don't pay, that is a very effective and peaceful weapon to use against New World Order.
Chris, I agree with you, and I appreciate your call. It is a very important issue, but it's also loaded with landmines. And so briefly, here is my position on it. I pay the fraudulent, illegal, criminal income tax to the private Federal Reserve because I choose my battles. I'm running a pretty good size operation. It's tiny compared to, you know, bigger media operations, but it reaches hundreds of millions a year conservatively. Tens of millions of new people that we reach every few months. We're not just preaching to the choir here. We are revolutionizing understanding. And I have seen probably, I'd say, 9/10 of people who publicly don't pay the income tax and decide to go to war with them, get set up, get put before the IRS kangaroo courts, and get sent to prison. I have guests on that expose that it's a fraud, that it's a tax paid to the private banks, that we didn't have it till 1913, that it didn't become widespread until the mid-1950s. It was only about 1% until then. I point out that we built this country without it, that Ronald Reagan's own congressional commission in 81 found that not one red cent of your tax money goes to actually run the country and the income tax, that there are literally scores of other taxes that are constitutional. But I don't get up here on the air and tell people, don't pay it. I say, you make that decision for yourself. I make that decision for myself. I tell you, you should make that decision for yourself. I've chosen my battles. I sit up here. I expose the IRS. I made a film, Annual Comprehensive Financial Reports Exposed, where we show how the double set of books in government works. And I'm also fighting all the new forms, the fake environmental taxes, the value-added taxes, the VAT, the sales taxes that Glenn Beck are pushing to pay the bankers and calling it conservative. You know, only Obama can bring people more war because he has left cover. Only Bill O'Reilly and Glenn Beck can call for new taxes because they're conservatives, supposedly, and somehow get away with it. So I'm here exposing it, but just like Aaron Russo says, in Reflections and Warnings, the film I produced, you know, I don't tell people not to pay your taxes. They're the mafia. They'll come and hurt you. I don't tell people to play in traffic. But what I do is expose the entire system and say the American people need to take our country back, abolish the IRS, the income tax, the 16th Amendment, and arrest these criminal bankers that came in here and did this. That is what I'm pushing for. That is what I'm promoting. And as an outspoken critic of them, they would come in here with a SWAT team, shut me down, and even if I beat them in court, as some people do now do because we're educating the juries, it would still shut down everything I'm doing, and I'd be in jail like Irwin Schiff, whose son now is running for president. And so that's the issue. And so that's what I do. And that's where I stand on it. Plus, we're fighting all these new taxes. So that's the bottom line on the taxation issue. Let's go ahead and talk to Anonymous in California. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm very uncomfortable calling in, which is why I'm anonymous. I was the one.
You know what I never get, though, Anonymous? Why don't you just call yourself Bill? I mean, you know, people always say, I'm anonymous. Okay, well, I mean, that's fine, but why not just say, my name's Bill?
Fine, I'm Bill. I called into Jason's show many months ago and warned that ICANN was going to escape U.S. control and that the UN was going to attempt to take over the internet.
Well, that was on record last year that happened.
Well, yeah, ICANN escaped control in September, but nobody could know that beforehand for certain. I believe I called into Jason's show.
Okay, great. Well, I mean, it was in the news, sir.
Anyway,
it was in the news. It was in newspapers. I'm just confirming what you're saying.
Oh, okay, understood. I believe there is a way for people to defend against what's taking place, and that's what I'd like to talk about. But it's not going to make any sense unless I give a little bit of background. So I hope you give me a moment to try to give the background necessary to understand where the solution lays.
Sure. For those that don't know, a lot of people tuning in don't know what ICANN is. That was the naming system, website registry that had been controlled by the U.S. and a private corporate quasi-governmental consortium that was given to the UN and an international body last year that was announced, and now the UN at Davos is saying, and you see Australia, you see Italy openly coming out and saying you'll have to register to get on the web and that they will ban access to websites, and they're now doing it. So and then now Internet 2 has been simultaneously over the last decade built at universities and government. The Cybersecurity Act is building larger hubs. The ISPs or any Internet service provider of any size has to have hubs put into it and its codes are being given to the government. So they are openly taking over the entire internet right now. And it's been in the mainstream news, CNET News, AP, Mother Jones Magazine, that Obama has given speeches saying they may shut the old web down to create a, quote, newer, safer one. And I just read Agency French Press from yesterday saying the same thing at Davos. So, yes, no more denial. This is happening. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, and let me just put some icing on that cake that you just made. The new CEO of ICANN is Rod Beckstrom. If people research Rod Beckstrom, they will find that he was in line for the top Homeland Security position as DAR.
I'm going to have to stop you again. I don't know what's going on with muffled callers, because it's not our phone system, and half the callers sound incredibly muffled. Can you try to talk right into your receiver?
Is that better?
Not really. Are you better? On a speakerphone?
No, I'm not.
Are you on a headset?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I don't know why phone quality just goes down and down and down. It's almost unlistenable, but just go ahead and make your point.
Is that any better?
Just go ahead, sir. Okay. Finish. Just fine.
I apologize. Okay. There's two parts to the internet. There's the public part of the internet, and there's the private part of the internet. The private part of the internet would be analogous to the roads that we drive on. The public part of the internet that the government controls is the addressing system. And so, therefore, if one were to somehow remove all the street signs and the addresses on the roads, most people would not be able to find their way around. Some people still could, because you know locally what's where.
And so the UN and a select group of corporations are renaming everything to their new internet that has no freedom, in their own words.
Well, what happens is ICANN is like the post office and controls the addresses. And so, therefore, if the post office were to be able to wipe away all of the addresses, then commerce would end. Nobody would be able to send something to anybody else. So that's what ICANN is in the context of the internet. But the roads are not owned by the government. They're owned by private industry.
And cybersecurity is going in and taking over and setting up control checkpoints throughout the infrastructure.
Yeah, but if you dig a little deeper, I think you're going to find that that still connects back to the addressing system itself. We don't want to go there because it gets ugly, and I don't think I'm capable of explaining it to your audience. But here's the key. If people research alternate DNS route, Google, however, what you will find is the existence of many companies and individuals who, since before ICANN existed, have been working on setting up alternate addressing systems. Think of them like UPS. So if the post office were to say, okay, we're going to wipe away all the addresses, then you say, fine, I'm going to take my package to UPS because UPS isn't going to play these games with me.
But the problem is the general public doesn't understand this, so you're now informing them of this. What we don't want is for them to start announcing Internet 2, which they're doing, and then all the big companies moving to it with restrictions and then not upgrading the old hubs for what's known as the old Internet.
You nailed it. There's been a great effort through the years to do what can be done to prevent these alternate DNS routes from gaining a hold. And in your case, I mean, you can actually go and set an example by doing research on these routes and finding a top-level domain under those alternate routes that you like, set up a domain name under those alternate routes, so that people can access your websites through those alternate routes. And then those people that do know how to use the alternate routes now, if ICANN plays games and shuts down .com, people like me can suddenly go to your site using the alternate routes.
I appreciate your call. I got to jump because I promised to spend other time with other callers. But why don't you write a big article about this and send it to writers@infowars.com, and you can use the name Billy Bob if you want. And we will post it. We'll read over it, make sure it's accurate, and we'll post it. But yes, if you actually go back 7 years ago, 5 years ago, 3 years ago, I've had Paul Watson write articles that expose the entire architecture. Now, I didn't just secretly look in a crystal ball and figure this out. Contrary to that, I just read what Internet 2 symposiums were saying when they met in Austin, when they met in Chicago, when they met in Tokyo, and when they met in London. And their slogan is, the Internet is dead. And they're building the new Internet and saying you won't have freedom on it. And then they're just going to shut down the old domains incrementally. And put taxes on email and one-day blockers on email and then use the licensing system, the addressing system. This is what China, what India, a lot of other countries are doing, what Australia is doing, Italy. They're now blocking addresses and saying you've got to have a license to get online. This is now happening. This isn't coming. It's not going to happen all overnight. It's incremental. It's happening now. We're raising the alarm.
If you like vitamins, say, ilikevitamins.com. Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplements at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ilikevitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 is a multivitamin and mineral formula that supports vision, enhances immunity, reduces stress, helps your heart, memory and mood, energy, digestion, bones and joints, and has super antioxidant age-defying nutrients. All of that and saves money too. 10-in-1 great tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ilikevitamins.com. That's ilikevitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. 10-in-1, the world's greatest liquid vitamin and mineral supplements. Distributors wanted. Details at ilikevitamins.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb.
California, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just want to say God bless you. God bless Deborah Medina and Ron Paul. You guys are doing a great job. And I just had some information about the Star Wars technology. Can you guys hear me all right?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, I just had some interesting information about the Star Wars technology. I'm not saying this is true or not true. I'm just going to give you the information. First of all, let me tell you about how I got into contact with the information. Thank God I was awakened to all this stuff by your radio station a few months back, and I've been preparing ever since. I went up into the mountains and looked for a nice little cabin away from everywhere, and tried to get someone to rent me the cabin, and the one I found, the guy wouldn't let me rent it until I said that I was against the New World Order and I'm moving up there to prepare for all this. And as soon as I said that, his whole attitude changed. He told me he was in the Navy for 15 years working on Star Wars technology. What he said he worked on were lasers, the most high-powered lasers you could possibly imagine. He said he didn't have any idea what they were going to, what they were intending on using.
Particle beams.
Particle beams, sure. And he said that he had worked on these lasers, and as soon as he had finished one of these most powerful lasers that he's ever the world's ever seen, the first thing they did with it was stick it in an unmanned anti-gravitational flying devices, which basically is a flying saucer. Yes, the United States government does have flying saucers. But anyways, he said they stuck it in one of these saucers, and first thing they did with it is send it out to the ocean and start shooting the ocean with the laser, heating up the water, trying to create hurricanes. And he said, as soon as he found out that this is what they were doing with it, he totally went against them and started talking out against it. And as soon as he did that, they set up one of the lasers that he was working on in a bad way, in which it, when he came into work to work on it, it ended up blinding him. And so he's just basically, like, told me all these different things. But I'm a survival expert, and I just wanted to just let every listener out there know how important it is that they have freeze-dried foods. Go onto the websites that you tell, Alex Jones tells the people, buy the food. It's the most important thing that you could possibly
do. Marshall, I appreciate your call, and I'm not poo-pooing what you're saying, but it's on record that they have DC-10s with giant chemical lasers that run almost the entire length of the plane to shoot down missiles and to attack personnel and vehicles so they can be offensive and defensive. It's on record they do giant laser tests publicly all the time and blow ICBMs out of the air. I mean, that stuff's been around for 30 years that we know of. Generally, someone in the Navy working on high-powered lasers would not know then what they were using them for in a classified project. It would be compartmentalized, unless he was a project director. And still, they would be compartmentalized. That's how they keep people from government from knowing what's going on. I have talked to the former head of Star Wars. It has leaked out and been public, so he could talk about that they do have unmanned space planes in orbit. But they're mainly not particle beam weapon platforms because those are so heavy to put into orbit that they have DU SABO weapons or meteor guns where they drop DU into the atmosphere. And then when it hits the ground, it's going 35, 40,000 miles an hour and has the equivalent impact of a low yield nuclear weapon, a super bunker buster. So we could do a whole show on secret weapons some other time. It is very interesting. We'll be right back with tons of news and your calls, second hour, straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water
water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Hour number two. We had a caller call in about it earlier, but I actually want to break it down. Enemies of free speech call for internet licensing. Death of the web moves closer as UN calls for policing cyberspace. That is coming up. Also, more than saber rattling, military equipment buildups openly to face down Iran. We'll also look at the economy. We'll look at this key report at Infowars.com, written by Kurt Haskell. The sharp-dressed man who aided the underwear bomber on Flight 253 was a U.S. government agent. Huge developments there. Another article from Veterans Today, and they actually gleaned this from USA Today, Senate burglary, CIA domestic black op team arrested with that Landru situation down in Louisiana. We're going to be going over that as well today. But I am continuing right now with open phones and your phone calls. Let's go ahead and go to Fred in Ohio. Fred, thanks for holding.
Yes, Alex. What I'm suggesting is a Mayday, Mayday is a distress call. And our country is positively in distress. So we should have a protest / tea party on May the 1st, and the biggest that we ever put together to stop this government nonsense of ours.
Continue.
Well, that was my idea to put that together, because and make sure that you just have patriots talking at these tea parties. No politicians. Like Ron Paul would be okay, but the rest of these politicians, Democrat, Republicans, they're both in the same boat, just Nazi communists is all that they are. So that was my idea to get this going, and really a big, big protest all across this United States.
Well, we do need to see the Tea Parties come out against the IRS and the phony wars and the police state, and they were doing that until the really big ones got co-opted and taken over by Glenn Beck and others, and now Glenn Beck's calling for new taxes on top of the income tax, because we got to pay the bankers all the money they've stolen. You know, we've got to, I mean, we don't just give the bankers trillions. They then loan it back to us at interest. So, you know, that's the new Tea Party slogan is pay more taxes. Government's good, basically. And that's why I've had such a problem with Glenn Beck.
We had Dick Armey at the last Tea Party, which is ridiculous, too.
Well, Dick Armey is not very good, but he's certainly better than Glenn Beck. But, the mainline Republicans, the ones that tripled the size of government, are now calling for sales taxes, value-added taxes, excise taxes, because we've got this deficit. You know, we can't cut government. No, we've just got to have a new tax. And I tune into Glenn Beck a few days a week, and every time I tune in, he must just parrot it. Like a macaw parrot, gotta have a new tax, gotta have a new tax, gotta have a new tax, gotta have a new tax. 9/11 truthers are bad. They want to kill the president. 9/11 truthers are bad. Ron Paul supporters are bad. Ron Paul's a cook, but I like Ron Paul. There are no FEMA camps. There are no FEMA camps. I kind of like the Homeland Security report. Maybe there are dangerous gun owners. Maybe there are dangerous gun owners.
People are like, man, I like him. That's conservative.
We don't hear Glenn Beck talking about the fact that the government helped the underwear bomber get on the plane or were protecting him. We don't hear anything about that. No, we just hear about how bad Obama is and how he's a communist. Yeah, he's got a bunch of communists in his administration because that's who bankers use to rob people. We'll be right back with more of your calls and a ton of news.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, continuing with your phone calls today. Then I'm getting into this key story. Enemies of free speech call for internet licensing. Death of the web moves closer as UN calls for policing cyberspace. Right now, let's go to Joe in Illinois. Joe, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Hey, I wanted to call in and give my reaction to Obama's State of the Union speech he gave last week. And I don't know, when I was watching it, I was taken aback by this. He made this statement that, you know, Gore and everyone else been making for the past year. It's like, despite the overwhelming scientific evidence that proves global warming, there's still those to the contrary. And then, you know, all the Republicans started laughing. And I understand, you know, they're laughing like, oh, yeah, another Al Gore lie. And then you see Pelosi laughing, Biden laughing, all the, they pan the audience, all the Democrats, Obama. It's like they're all laughing at it. It's like a joke. It's like, and I'm looking at this, it's like, man, what kind of audacity these people have just to sit here and laugh at their own lies and expect us to sit there and just believe.
They have absolute, well, you've hit the nail on the head, Joe. They have absolute, total, systemic, across the board, absolute, complete contempt for the people. I mean, they openly knew the guy was on a terror watch list, protected him, blocked him from being blocked, got him on the airplane, helped him get on the airplane, lied about the other guy reportedly with a bomb, told the media that wasn't true. They've now backed off of that, and that's coming up later. I'm going to break that down. I mean, yes, this is audacity. Naked body scanners recording our genitals. And on record, they record it and keep it on a hard drive. That's been admitted. Then they go on the news and say, don't worry, we can't see your genitals. We don't record it, when it's a lie. The entire UN program, the entire UN IPCC reports from 95 on have all been proven to be lies, all been proven to be frauds. 8 years ago, the UN said that the North Pole would be completely melted by now. It isn't. They point satellite cameras at the poles during the summer. And they have different Arctic and Antarctic summers, different times of the year. And they show the ice cap shrink in the summer and tell you it's all melting. They don't show you the winter when it gets bigger again. They just, folks, they show people on the news every time I watch television and they cover global warming. They show them icebergs and say, look, it's all melting. There's always been icebergs. It always breaks off during the summer and spring. I mean, again, on every subject, look, for 50 years, they've told us there's no new world order and the Federal Reserve isn't private, stonewalling us when it's a fact. They announce a world government thousands of times in the last 14 months after decades of denying it and still come out and say you're a kook if you don't want it. I mean, yes, they treat us like we're complete morons because the general public still isn't focused on the way the world works. People are finally starting to not trust government and not believing what the government says. And the media says, but at the same time, that's not enough. People need to really burrow into this, Joe, and find out what's really happening. Anything else?
Yeah, there's another thing I wanted, another statement regarding any anonymous callers. It's just disheartening to me that in this great country, home of the free, land of the brave, we had forefathers that fought and died for our right to get together and use our free speech. And for callers to come on and, you know, especially on an issue like free speech issue like the Internet, and then want to be anonymous, it's like, what are you afraid of? I mean, my name is Joe Healy. I'm talking to Alex Jones. I'm an American. I'm mad as hell. And I'm going to tell everyone about it. And I'm not, you know what, Alex? I'm not worried about the Gestapo or the government coming in. They're not going to kick in my door tonight. They're not going to take me away. This is America. God bless America. For
absolutely. Joe, I appreciate your call. I appreciate your call. Love your spirit. I can't tell you how many neighbors, people in business, family, they'll say, Alex, you know, I'm in the military, and believe me, I know we're preparing for riot control and takeover of society, but I'm scared to speak out. Well, in the military, you can understand why. But neighbors and others go, yeah, I know there's a new world order, but I'm afraid to speak up against it. It's that buffaloing. It's that attitude. It's that capitulation as if we're the bad guys. We're afraid to speak out against the bad guys, and we're the bad guys for speaking out against them, so we better do it in hushed tones. But it's more than that. It's the irrational fear of calling in and wanting you to know it's anonymous. When obviously just use a fake name if you don't want your first name. I mean, it's anonymous to call in with your first name, but make one up. But that's somebody, and I'm not being mean to him, but that's somebody at a subconscious level that feels safer for himself if he tells you it's anonymous, if he tells himself it's anonymous. When in truth, with Big Brother, nothing is anonymous. Very, very few places are anonymous now. And that's why the globalists have announced the surveillance and the spying and all the demonization. And that's why the media was more than happy to report on the Homeland Security documents. That's why they were more than happy to report on the fact that they're watching veterans and gun owners and conservatives and libertarians, because they think you're cowards. They think they can come out and say it's not societally acceptable to criticize big government, and that you'll say, okay, I won't talk about it. Is that true? I mean, have we fallen that far? Is that really who we are? I think about the yuppies and the middle class and the well-to-do people who are being hurt by this system like everybody else. Things are tough all over. Who won't even talk about politics with their neighbor because they don't want to make their neighbor or themselves uncomfortable. So many people are so self-centered, so lazy, so selfish, that they won't spend any of their time or energy fighting corruption. Or they don't have any respect for themselves, and so they can't even imagine themselves in that role. You have to envision yourself in the role of a leader. And then so many others, when they decide to get politically active, they start trying to convince anybody else who's got a radio show or a website that their way is the way to do it, that they have all the answers, and that they know what to do, and that you need to do what they say. You need to do what they think. You need to promote their ideas. No, the answer is having a wider debate, informing our fellow Americans and humans about the nature of the New World Order, and saying, do we as a human people want to live under this authoritarian, unelected global corporate tyranny? Do we? That's the big question all of you out there have to ask yourselves. You have to ask yourselves, whose side are you on? Well, to make that decision, you've got to find out what the sides are. And the sides are global private banks buying up the world through fraud money they printed up, who happen to be a bunch of eugenicists who are poisoning our food and water and playing God. And in a race for high-tech weapons and life extension technologies to secure their global domination. Now, that's what we've got to have a debate about. But the globalists are pretty secure right now, because even though the public's waking up, they can still just confound us and confuse us and get us infighting with each other and get us arguing with each other, because we are just human beings. None of us are perfect. But the good news is I've been here, and countless others have been here for decades, laying out the real New World Order battle plan. To the point of now, we've got a chance as things get worse for people to really know who screwed them, who nailed them to the wall. Billy in Vegas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, we can win this thing. I know it. I want to tell you something I've been doing in Vegas that's very, very effective. I know I'm not the first to do it, but I've been going to very busy intersections with a sign on my front, a sign on my back. The sign on the front says, America is being destroyed by design. Wake up. And the back says, Stand Against Tyranny, Infowars.com. And I'll tell you, the response is overwhelming. I mean, everybody, young, old, black, white, Hispanic, they're giving me the thumbs up. They're beeping the horn. Then you give them the disc. You give them Fall of the Republic. I want to tell all your listeners who want to do something and they don't want to know what to do, they can do this. Buy the Fall of the Republic. Support Alex. Buy the Obama Deception. Make copies. Go out to these busy intersections. Be confident, and people will eat them up. They know it. They're ready for it.
Well, you're absolutely right. And if 10 million Americans would do what you're doing, we would wake this country up overnight. Now, are people responding to the America's being destroyed by design more than they're responding to the Infowars.com? Because, again, people that put Infowars.com on their cars get honked at, waved at everywhere they go. Another indicator of how many Infowars.com readers and viewers there are.
It says it all. Everybody gets it. And also,
but I mean, how many people respond to the Infowars.com?
Well, that's on the back. I turn around, and after that, I walk the other way. I'm not really looking, but hopefully they're writing it down or they're remembering it or something.
But are some people recognizing the InfoWars.com?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Awesome job. What's your other point?
One other thing. When I called the Sean Hannity show, I pretended to be a fan. This way they wouldn't hang up on me. I pretended to be a fan. I started talking about, so I get information out. I started talking about the Council on Foreign Relations, about the Bilderberg Group. That's what I was doing. So he thinks his fans are now going over there. What's he going to do?
Well, his fans actually are doing that. What did Hannity say to you?
Oh, I said it looks like they're trying to destroy America intentionally and bring global totalitarianism. And he went into about a 2-minute thing. He kind of skipped it. But in the end, he said, yeah, these people have been...
Stay there. This is key. Stay there.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
America, 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 America. back to Billy in Vegas. Sean Hannity, we have a short clip of this in Fall of the Republic. He didn't know what to do when he's had multiple guests on his show talking about how world governments openly being announced by the G20, world governments openly being announced by the UN, a global government of and for the bankers. Remember last Friday, there was a big Bloomberg article saying, yes, there is a secret cabal of global bankers taking over the planet. Now we have all these different congressmen from the Republican and Democratic parties in the last year coming out and saying banks and foreign banks run America. It's illegitimate, it's fraudulent, it's criminal. But all these years, Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck have all denied global government. And it is their listeners calling them, demanding they cover this, that is now making them begin to tell the truth. Or they will lose all credibility and won't even be in the game anymore. So you're saying that in the end, Billy, Sean Hannity, who has been one of the worst deniers of this, I've seen him say, arrest all militia members. I mean, this guy's bad news. I've got video of him saying all children need implantable microchips when he had the Verichip company, Digital Angel, on. What did he say when you talked to him?
Well, he tried to rub it off on the Democrats. You know, Hillary Clinton saying she wants to give all the third world nations, you know, all kinds of billions of dollars. And I'm trying to shout through the phone telling them, no, it's both sides. But they cut you as soon as you're done talking. They put you on to where you can't speak anymore.
Well, it doesn't matter. The facts are out.
I don't listen to his show. I was listening to your show and just calling up. I didn't even know what they were talking about. And they said, what do you want to talk about? I said, well, I got a great Reagan quote. I want to tell them what a fan I am. And they said, well, we're talking about something real important right now. We'll call you back tomorrow. So I had all night to prep about it. At first, I was going to pull a Mark Dice, you know, and just say you're a New World Order shill. Then I said, maybe if I can get some information out that his people don't know, you know, that would be helpful, too.
Well, good job, Billy, because you reach millions of people. Thank you. Let's talk to John in Jersey. John, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Alex. My name is John from Jersey. I'm a member of the National Guard. And about a month ago, we had something called an SRC. And what that is that we pretty much, we go in there and they give us our medical updates and we take our vaccines. And I would say when we got to the vaccine line, I would say about 45 to 50% of the guys there didn't want to take the H1N1 vaccine. They were all saying they didn't want to take it, and they said that pretty much they were unsure that we were going to test it or whatever, but they made us take it anyway. But just going to let you know that a lot of the military is waking up to what you're doing, and I appreciate what you're doing, Alex.
Well, let me tell you something, my friend, and we appreciate your service. Here's the bottom line. When you're in the military, they can force you, because you've signed the contract to waive your rights, to take approved vaccines. But this vaccine was never approved except for emergency experimental use. That's how we got them to stop the smallpox and the anthrax shots. Smallpox once, anthrax twice. And so what they did was illegal. But we played the news reports where they're forcibly inoculating school kids. Even when their parents say don't do it, they line them up and do it. Now, here's the other issue. Around 11% is the median number I've seen as many illnesses and deaths from this H1N1 than what people have from the regular seasonal flu. It is an extremely mild flu. Top scientists are on record saying it's genetically engineered. And we've got even the EU health minister coming out saying it's all a fraud, that they paid off government ministers to come out and hype it, that it's a dangerous vaccine. The German military wouldn't take it. The government officials wouldn't take it. It's making a lot of people sick that take it. And I just think it's outrageous. You know, they tried to make nurses and doctors and police take it in New York and Boston and Massachusetts total. And people sued and beat that. And it's just horrible that our military are used like guinea pigs. And so you're saying around 45% of the guys were saying no, but they still did it. Did they threaten you?
They would tell us that it was up to our chain of command whether or not we would get punished, but the possible punishment for it were with an Article 15 reduction in pay and reduction in rank if we refused to take the vaccine.
And so you took it?
Yes, I took it because I really had no choice.
Well, thank God you didn't get sick, John.
Oh, thankfully.
Anything else, John?
No, that's everything. Thank you, Alex. I appreciate you for what you're doing, and you woke me up to the New World Order. Thank you.
I appreciate you, John. God bless you. Okay, I'm going to blitz news straight ahead, then more of your calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials. You can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country? If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sit down with Big Brother. Don't like those RFIDs.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm going to get into enemies of free speech, call for internet licensing. This issue is so huge. We know their battle plan. We know how to fight them. Then I want to get into the sharp-dressed man who aided the underwear bomber on the Flight 253 was a U.S. government agent that is hidden in plain view. I also want to cover what is happening with the gear up towards war with Iran, because they are certainly moving in that direction and look to see more stage terror more staged crises in the lead up to an attack on that nation. I want to talk about the aftermath of that and what that would look like. But getting into the news right now, the internet is killing the New World Order. They can't allow it to continue in its present form. And that's why Australia is following in the footsteps of China. That's why Italy is following in the footsteps of China. That's why England is openly saying they may start censoring and taxing and controlling the web. That's why our government that created the internet has handed it over to the United Nations, the web domain registry addressing system. This article up on prisonplanet.com is so important. Enemies of free speech call for internet licensing. Paul Watson, Alex Jones, and Steve Watson are the authors of this. Death of the web moves closer as UN calls for policing cyberspace. Now, they always announce they're going to do something after the grid is already in place. We had a national ID card under executive order in 1993. The states were federalized and standardized with the issuance. Now they admit it to you many years later, the real ID. They've been listening to people's phone calls and reading their emails for decades before they announced in the last 3 years they were doing it. They order the naked body scanners a year ago. They announced they're going to put them in 2 months ago. This is their MO. Enemies of free speech call for internet licensing. Calls to introduce a licensing system to police the internet on behalf of a powerful UN agency represent the latest salvo in a long-running battle to kill free speech on the web and bring an end to the powerful digital democracy that has devastated the carbon tax agenda of the UN by exposing the climate gate scandal and the WMDs and the rest of it. UN International Telecommunications Union Secretary General, hope I'm pronouncing this right, Hamadov Tour, told the World Economic Forum in Davos this past weekend that global treaties need to be enacted in the name of stopping cyber warfare. Perfect for our own criminal government or corporations to launch attacks. They've been caught doing it and blaming it on their enemies. Craig Mundy, Chief Research and Strategy Officer at Microsoft, who's built the architecture for this, as well as in China, told fellow globalists at the summit that the internet needed to be policed by means of introducing licenses similar to driver's license. In other words, government permission to use the web, just like China. We need a kind of World Health Organization for the internet, he said. If you want to drive a car, you have to have a license to say you're capable of driving a car. The car has to pass a test to say it is fit to drive, and you have to have insurance. Andrei Kaldowski, chairman of Kaldowski Group, said that people should be forced to, quote, have two computers that cannot connect and pass on viruses. Since using the internet requires a computer to connect to a network, it seems unclear as how this would work without blocking off entire areas of the internet altogether. Well, that's what Microsoft, what, 3-4 years ago, put in their new operating systems, is the platform for this, where you've got to have an ID to get on. You can only go to approved sites. That's what, again, Australia and Italy have already put into place. Globalists are invoking the threat of cyber attacks by nation states in order to accomplish their real agenda of stifling and regulating out of existence the last true outpost of free speech on the internet. The establishment is furious at the level of influence individuals and small political groups have been able to wield by means of the World Wide Web, particularly over the last few years. ClimateGate is a perfect example of how the power of the digital democracy that authoritarian enemies of free speech want to crush. The Copenhagen Global Warming Conference was completely devastating to the ClimateGate revelations, which appeared just days before elitists convened to ram through their CO2 scam. As a result of bloggers feverishly pursuing the ClimateGate story, the entire foundation of the UN's IPCC has been totally eviscerated, and the global warming hoax is on its last legs. Most of the mainstream media did a two-week news blackout on this. It broke actually about a month before Copenhagen started, but the blockade got broken, and it only blew up bigger because they covered it up, see? Before, they had that power to black out something. They can't do it now. The power to cripple entire branches of their control freak agenda within a matter of weeks has the globalists hopping mad, which is why their mission to eliminate real free speech on the web is accelerating. Don't be surprised if it becomes a reality in the near future, writes ZDNet's Doug Hanschard. See, they tried COINTELPRO and infighting and things on the web, but that hasn't worked for them. People just develop a nose for it and learn to discriminate between good info and bad. He said, every device connected to the internet will have a permanent license plate, and without it, the network won't allow you to log in. The graphic below illustrates how you would be blocked from using the internet if your device had not obtained government permission to access the network. Another method would be used to make the use of fingerprint scanners that are include on a lot of new computer models mandatorily. You would have to register your fingerprint at a central government data center, and you notice they're already getting that to get driver's license nationwide and worldwide, and then scan each time you want to access the internet. Misbehave online, your access will be denied, or they'll blame you. What is that? IP spoofing. Even that happened to us. One thing for sure, concludes Hanschard, a lot of money is going to be spent trying to, sooner or later, everyone may have to pay with an internet cop instant messaging you, license and registration, please. It seems certain that cybersecurity problems will be exploited, just like they staged the underwear bombing, or even manufactured to justify the move to internet licensing. Authorities, not public servants, but authorities, our owners, need to create a strong pretext to justify measures that would otherwise be rightly rejected for what they truly represent. Government regulation and censorship of the web that would outstrip anything the communist Chinese have attempted. Remember, Microsoft built their grid for them. Last week, Gates was defending the communist Chinese censorship. Internet censorship bills currently working their way through law in the UK and Australia and US legislature legislate for government powers to restrict and filter any website that it deems to be undesirable for public consumption. Already on railway systems and government-provided networks that the public are pay for with their tax money, block out PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We've known about that for 3 years. In the UK, legislation slated as the Digital Economy Bill, currently being debated in the House of Lords, would allow the Home Secretary to place a technical obligation on internet service providers to block whatever sites it wishes. And again, that's what they've already passed in Australia. Under Clause 11 of the proposed legislation, technical obligation is defined as follows. A technical obligation in relation to an internet service provider is an obligation for a provider to take a technical measure against particular subscribers to its service. Same thing with cybersecurity here in the U.S. We've had the cybersecurity head come out and say the Pentagon's, quote, taking over the web. He continues, a technical measure is a measure that, A, limits the speed and or capacity of the service provided to the subscriber, B, prevents a subscriber from using the service to gain access to particular material or limits such use, that's already happening through the private companies, suspends the service provider to a subscriber, or D, limits the service provided to a subscriber in another way. In other words, the government will have the power to force ISPs to downgrade and even block your internet access to certain websites or altogether if it wishes. So that's the end of net neutrality right there. The legislation comes in the wake of an amplified UK government efforts to seize more power over the internet and those who use it. For months now, unelected Secretary of State Lord Mandelson has overseen government efforts to change the independence of the UK's internet infrastructure. That's a mainstream news headline there, that link. Enemies of free speech, again, are calling for internet licensing and control. Mandelson also wants to impose harsh policies via the Digital Economy Bill that would see users' broadband access cut off indefinitely. in addition to a fine of up to £50,000 or $80,000 without evidence of trial if they downloaded copyright music or films. But no trial, they just say it. The plan has been identified as potentially illegal by experts. Remember what came out 3 months ago, the secret UN treaty that Obama's already agreed to sign on to that eviscerates basically any freedom on the web. It's all happening. The legislation would impose a duty on ISPs to effectively spy on all customers by keeping records of those websites they have visited and the material that they have downloaded. ISPs who refuse to cooperate could be fined £250,000 or $400,000. A journalist and copyright law expert, Corey Doctorow, has noted the bill also gives the Secretary of State the power to make up as many new penalties and enforcement systems as he likes without parliamentary oversight or debate. It's like the franchise tax in Texas. It's just they let the comptroller do whatever they want. They're now telling us that, well, it's 5% now, but it'll be 8% next year, and we'll just do whatever we want. This could include the authority to appoint private militias, and the Pentagon's already recruiting people on the web for this, who will have the power to kick you off the internet. That's what they do in Australia now and Italy. If someone complains, you just get banned. Spy on your use of the network. Demand the removal of files in addition to the blocking of websites. Mandelson and his successors will have the power to invent any penalty, including jail time, for any digital transgression he deems Britons to be guilty of. Despite being named the Digital Economy Bill, the legislation contains nothing that will actually stimulate the economy and is largely based on shifting control of the internet into government hands, allowing unaccountable bureaucrats to arbitrarily hide information from the public should they wish to do so. Mandelson began the onslaught of the free internet in the UK after spending a luxury two-week holiday at the Nat Rothschild Cofer Mansion, the multi-millionaire record company executive David Geffen. The Digital Economy Bill is intrinsically linked to long-term plans by the UK government to carry out an unprecedented extension of state powers by claiming the authority to monitor all emails, phone calls, internet activity nationwide. Last year, the government announced its decision to create a massive central database gathering details of every text sent, every email, every phone call made, every website visited by everyone in the UK. The program known as the Interception Modernization Program would also spy and allow spy chiefs at the GCHQ, the government secret of eavesdropping agency, the Center for Signal Intelligence, SIGINT, activities to especially place a live tap on every electronic communication in Britain in the name of perceived terrorism. And the same grids being put in here, according to the cybersecurity chief that stepped down. Following outcry over the announcement, the government suggested last April that it was scaling down the plans, with then Home Secretary Jacqueline Smith, stating that there was absolutely no plans for a single center store or communications data. However, as the clampdown was accelerated by civil liberties advocates and the plan was replaced by new laws requiring ISPs to store details of emails, internet, telephone information for just 12 months, fresh details emerged indicating the government was implementing a Big Brother spy system that far outstrips the original public announcement. The London Times published leaked details of the secret mass internet surveillance project known as Mastering the Internet. Costing hundreds of millions in public funds, the system is already being implemented by the GCHQ with the aid of America defense giant Lockheed Martin and British IT firm Dedica, which has close ties to the intelligence agencies. A group of over 300 internet service providers and telecommunications firms has attempted to fight back over the radical plans, describing the proposals as an unwarranted invasion of people's privacy. And then it just goes on into what's happening in Australia. Similar efforts to place restrictions on the internet are unfolding in Australia, where the government is implementing a mandatory and wide range internet filtering modeled on the communist Chinese government. They say that. Australian Communications Minister Stephen Conroy said the government would be the final arbiter of what sites would be blacklisted under refused classification. The order justification for the filter is to block child pornography, but when you actually read the order, it says political information. However, as the watchdog group Electronic Frontiers Australia has pointed out, the bill would also allow the government to block any website it desires, while the pornographers can relatively easily skirt around the filters. It just goes on for page after page. It gets into the really bad stuff at the end. Earlier this week, the WikiLeaks website published a secret list of sites slated to be blocked by the Australia state-sponsored partner filter. The list revealed the blacklisted sites included online poker sites, YouTube links, regular gay straight porn sites, Wikipedia entries, euthanasia sites, websites of fringe religions, Christian sites, the website of a tour operator, and even a Queensland dentist. The filter will even block web-based games deemed unsuitable for anyone over the age of 15, according to the Australian government. The broad attack on the free internet is not only restricted to the UK and Australia. The European Union, Finland, Denmark, Germany, and other countries in Europe have all proposed blocking or limiting access to the internet and using filters like those used in Iran, Syria, China, and other repressive regimes. In 2008, the Motion Picture Association of America asked President Obama to introduce laws that would allow the federal government to effectively spy on the entire internet, establishing a system whereby being accused of copyright infringement would result in loss of your internet connection and the loss of your website. I'm going to finish up with this because it's so important on the other side. The empire is striking back. We've got a guest coming up. I'll get into the staged underwear bombing. Absolutely caught red-handed.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hello. At ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today. Wow.
I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from powervapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
We're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv. in the second segment of the next hour. Mark Moreno of Climate Depot is going to be joining us for about 50 minutes to talk about how the establishment is trying to run an end run around Congress and implement their land grabbing at the county, city, and state level. So they're in trouble, but they're not out of the fight. Now, getting back to internet censorship, they've already built a new internet system. And they're openly saying that they're going to give you no freedom of speech on that. You will have a subdomain on Yahoo, on MySpace, on Facebook. And if they don't like you, they will ban you. There will be taxes. There will be regulation. There will be control. The old web will be incrementally shut down if they claim you've had a copyright violation. This is in the new treaty. You will just be shut down. Your website gone forever. It's completely arbitrary. Then we have Bill Gates. We have Google. We have all of them saying they have no problem with what's happening in China. And then China still started shutting Google out, so they have been acting like they're going to fight back against it. And Steve Jobs of Apple came out and told the truth over the weekend and said, quote, "Don't be evil." Google slogan is, quote, "a joke." It is. It's a joke. It's a joke saying Obama's anti-war or that Obama's standing up against the corrupt banks. You know, I spend a lot of time just reading the British areas of this article, but it gets into what's happening here in the U.S. In 2009, the Cybersecurity Act was introduced, proposing to allow the federal government to tap into any digital aspect of every citizen's information without a warrant. Banking, business, medical records would be wide open to inspection, as well as personal instant messages and email communications. And they're already just doing it without the law passing. Kind of like they can't pass the greenhouse gas taxes, so they're just doing it. The legislation introduced by Senator Jay Rockefeller and Olympia Snowe in April gives the president the ability to declare a cybersecurity emergency and shut down or limit traffic on the internet and any critical information network in the interest of national security. The bill does not define a critical information network or cybersecurity emergency. The definition would be left open to the president, according to Mother Jones. And the president said, well, during a flu crisis, we'd shut down all the web and have all websites just deliver our government screen. So all the websites would direct you to whitehouse.gov. In 96, they put in the EAS FEMA takeover boxes in all radio and TV stations. The final thing your transmitter's wired through is their box. That's all that's happening here. It's a big deal. During a hearing on the bill, Senator Jay Rockefeller betrayed the true intent behind the legislation when he stated, "Would it be better if we never invented the internet?" That's a quote. "While fear-mongering about cyber attacks on U.S. government and how the country could be shut down." We have the video clip there. The Obama White House also sought a private contractor to crawl and archive data such as comments, taglines. Remember the White House saying report stuff that's fishy, people criticizing the White House? Obama also proposed scaling back a longstanding ban on tracking how people use government internet sites. Remember when you went to the Cars for Cash for Clunkers program and it told you you're now on a government site being scanned, being controlled? Your computer is now property of the U.S. government? That was just a cybersecurity test. Remember that? Recent disclosures under the Freedom of Information Act also reveal the federal government has several contracts with social media outlets like YouTube, Google, Facebook, MySpace, Flickr, Yahoo, that waive rules on monitoring users and prevent companies to track visits to government websites for advertising purposes. The U.S. military spent $30 billion investment of its own marketing to master internet projects. It just goes on and on. Bottom line, folks, you better appreciate the free web while it's there. You better use it to expose these people. Because the genie's out of the bottle. We need to get the true story of who the enemy is before they shut the web down.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, how gun confiscation works in Canada. Big newspaper reporter had one single-shot shotgun. He'd registered years ago. They came and confiscated him. Also, we're going to get into the sharp-dressed man who aided the underwear bomber on Flight 253, was a U.S. government agent. Huge news. All the big saber-rattling and actual buildup of military forces ahead of an attack on Iran. That's what they're openly preparing for now. I hope somehow we can stop this, break down what the aftermath of that attack would look like, the different scenarios. That is coming up as well today. We have Mark Moreno joining us from Climate Depot. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to start simulcasting at prisonplanet.tv. Now, I'm going to have to go ahead and clear the phone board. Or, John, you can ask these callers if they have a climate gate question or a story about all of the land grabbing that is going on. We can talk to them about that, but we're going to have calls for our guests. So sorry for those that were holding on the open phones. But I do have to try to now limit that specifically to callers for our guest that is coming up, because you know, a lot of you are emailing me saying, hey, we beat Copenhagen. Why are you covering this so much? They're not stopping. They're taking over the cities. They're moving forward against us. In fact, Jaron, since you're in here, he's about to be with us. My stacks all got moved. Can you mine into these 9 stacks here? And there's a stack with our article, the Bloomberg, the KLBJ, about the $2.6 billion tax in Austin alone. Oh, my stack's in there. Excellent. I wonder how those got taken out. Wow, perfect. Going carbon neutral, Austin rocks. News Radio 590, Austin's carbon reduction plan, more than cap and trade. Energy plan comes to city council's legislature, reveals plans. That's great. These are great duplicates. But I need the key master article written by Paul Watson about the scam takeover focusing on the states. It'll be in the news in focus right-hand side of prisonplanet.com where we post our top stories. Thank you, man. So that is coming up. I do, before we end this segment, want to put a plug out. You get the archives of the radio show in higher quality with audio. You get the video archives of the radio show where we go live at least in the last 2 hours every day, usually 2 or 3, sometimes 4 hours we do it. You get all my films in super high quality. You get extra expanded extras that aren't on the films. My book, Paul Watson's book, now both out of print. Ebooks on prisonplanet.tv, $5.95 a month. Or get a yearly membership and get 3 months free. And your purchase and support of a PrisonPlanet.tv membership makes so much of what we do possible. We couldn't do it without you. Without you. And so we commend you, and we thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members. But I want you to go further. If you are a member, don't procrastinate. We've got DivX copies of all my films up there that you can burn to regular CD that play on almost all new DVD players and computers. And it's pretty good quality. It's not as good as DVD when you buy the high-quality DVDs from us. But it's a lot better than the Internet. And make copies. Give them to people. Fall of the Republic, the Obama deception, Endgame, Terror Storm, Truth Rising, Fabled Enemies. It's all there at prisonplanet.tv, or get hard copies of the films in super high quality, books, Patriot t-shirts, want to meet like-minded people, wear your colors openly, incredible t-shirts we've added, I haven't even plugged in weeks, infowars.com, and we are running out of the Obama Joker shirts. You can get those free when you order videos, but if your size is sold out, we got a bunch of other free t-shirts at Infowars.com. Check out the online video bookstore/apparel shop. And again, all of your purchases make this radio transmission possible. So Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
For the balance of the hour, a man who has a very busy schedule, Mark Moreno, will be our guest. He served for 3 years as senior advisor and speechwriter and climate researcher for U.S. Senator James Inhofe, Republican Oklahoma, managed the award-winning communications operations of the GOP side of the EPW committee. He joined the Senate Environmental and Public Works Committee as the Majority Communications Director in 2006. After a decade and has worked as a journalist, documentary maker, radio host, and national television correspondent, Climate Depot really is the number one website exposing the attempted takeover of society by big central banks through their rent-a-mob group of communist land grabbers. Now, I want to look at what happened at ClimateGate and the more than 10 huge scandals that have come out since then, each one dwarfing and complementing ClimateGate, systemic, total, premeditated fraud. The UN knows man isn't hurting the environment with carbon dioxide. They want global government. They want global taxes. They've said it. Now, a key article was written at prisonplanet.com on Friday. I'm asking all listeners to get this out to everybody in your city, your county, because every major city has these crooks working inside of it. Cap and trade scam to be enforced at state level. That's the headline at prisonplanet.com. Individuals and businesses in Austin and a plethora of other states and cities to be taxed for emissions on life-giving gas carbon dioxide. Now, don't believe me as we go to Mark Moreno. Here is solveclimate.com going carbon neutral. Austin rocks. And they've got the UN in here praising Austin as the biggest cuts in North America, worse than what they've already put in Canada. Okay, taxes on natural gas, taxes on gas, fuel, taxes on your home, home inspections, brainwashing your kids, huge boondoggles like Spain, $700,000+ per new green job they create, costing 2.2 jobs. Here's KLBJ 590 linking to the Austin City Council. Later, if I have time, I'll play some of this video with the head of Austin Energy saying he wants it, but saying it's good, a $2.6 billion tax in the first 3 years this is implemented. $2.6 billion on Austin electricity payers. You cannot make up this level of evil. Here's another one. Energy plan comes to city council as legislature plans reviews, because the city can't just do whatever it wants and violate state law. Austin Energy unveils carbon calculator at Expo that Austinites will be forced to use. Austin American Statesman. So I wanted to set that up because, yeah, we beat them at the treaty level, but Gordon Brown and Obama said, we don't care. We'll just have our EPAs say it's a toxic waste and start taxing it. The UN's here in Austin. They have open meetings with the UN. They're grabbing ranchers and farmers' property with SOS, not letting them build on it, using the New London Kelo decision. Then later, literally former mayors own banks and take control of the property and become multimillionaires overnight. I mean, it is, I'm living in the Soviet Union. I mean, they are crawling all over us. They hired some special forces black op commander, the Statesman said, to run the program. I mean, they got spooks running it because this is about billions of dollars per big city. Mark Moreno, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alex. Happy to be here. And I think I have a reason why the UN climate panel has been so inept. If you'll allow me to read a line here.
Sure, go ahead.
He was overcome by lust and began to feel Sanji's body, caressing her voluptuous breasts. That is what the climate chief of the United Nations has been spending his spare time writing, and that is one of the reasons they've missed all of these basic scandals that have been boiling right underneath him. He's been writing what the UK papers are calling a smutty novel. This is Dr. Rajendra Pachauri, who now UK papers, lead authors of the UN, are all asking for his resignation. And they are worried because the people who you just mentioned, some of this globalist agenda, the global governance agenda, having these scandals come out on the heels of ClimateGate, these are all new scandals, by the way, is going to destroy their international agenda. It's going to destroy the domestic agenda. And this is what they've been plotting for decades. This was a poker game. They did all in. All their chips were in. They forgot every other environmental issue, rode this one out to achieve, sort of a status control and global governance. And now they're being forced to bail out, and they are not liking this. And the head of the UN is spending his time writing smutty sex novels. And by the way, it gets creepier. The head of the UN climate panel, Rajendra Pachauri, who, by the way, I debated in 2006 in Kenya, and I called the UN an echo chamber, and he was...
For those that don't know, he looks like Osama bin Laden's older brother.
Well, here's the deal. This book he wrote, Alex, is about a man in his late 60s climate expert betting a bunch of young women. And that's exactly what Pachauri is. So now we may have a hint at what he did with his Nobel Prize-winning prestige that he shared with Al Gore when this won the award. And by the way, Australian papers, others are now calling for rescinding the Nobel Peace Prize, the Nobel Award, to this UN climate panel. And this is just, it just grows.
Well, Mark, I want to go over Pachauri Gate, Santer Gate, Glacier Gate, Rainforest Gate. We have just tons of new emails, the fake temperature readings. I mean, literally scandal after scandal, red-handed fraud, of course, you have the oil for food scammer now hiding in China from indictment. We have Maurice Strong openly saying they want to destroy industrialized society. They want to destroy the middle class. I mean, is this the beginning of a full rout? Let's go over all the scandals, but then get into the empire striking back. They are still taking over the cities.
I mean, they are. I mean, that's the thing. There's a built-in inertia, like an energy, even after something's dead. There can still be an energy force. The chicken still runs around immediately after its head's cut off. And so what's happened is they've had decades to lay the landmines, to lay the traps, to lay the strategy. And they have everything from Endangered Species Act to Supreme Court rulings to the EPA declaring, you know, CO2, what we exhale from our own mouth, essentially declaring human beings toxic. They have a favorable ruling there where the EPA could regulate it. They have all sorts of international treaties they can do. They have now Obama setting up a carbon registry in America. And, of course, they have the climate bills lying in wait. They have a host of, and you were mentioning or alluding to some, all across, whether it's the state of California, whether it's cities, regulations coming out our ears, and we have the stoppage of coal plants and carbon-based energy. The most obscene thing, Alex, that has happened here is President Barack Obama, a man of color. I need to say that to remind your listeners, because apparently people like Chris Matthews, you know, that's all they see. But I assume most people aren't as like Chris Matthews, who we have to forget. You know, if Obama gives a great speech, suddenly he forgets he's black, and he might think he's white for a moment. But what Obama has done, most shocking, he's now supporting limiting development in the poverty-stricken third world. Obama's administration is telling the World Bank, not that we're any fans necessarily of the World Bank, but don't fund coal-fired plants in developing countries due to global warming fares. In other words, what little good any international body could ever have would be to help infrastructure and to help bring running water, electricity to people living at the bare level of necessities to bring modern civilization. President Obama, and this is condemning the majority of people of color, 1.6 billion people, he's condemning people of color to a continued life of backbreaking poverty because
of the global warming fears. Mark, you're not just saying that. They fooled the third world to sign on to the treaty saying we're going to tax America and Europe and England and Australia and give you the money. Then they actually got the Copenhagen Treaty. Then it said they had to make right at double the cuts. It was just shy of double the cuts we do. Every major statistician who studied this says it would make tens of millions more on top of the 15 million kids that starve to death each year. If you industrialize the third world, every study shows they will then stop having as many children like Japan, the U.S., England, and everybody else has done, and in fact start having negative overall population growth. The U.S. has a negative growth except for those moving in. They know all of this. It's a pure tool of control, and it's a death sentence. Meanwhile, China builds three new giant coal-powered plants a week. We're not building any new ones for those that are being shut down.
And by the way, the farce on China, and you'll hear the left, you know, whether it's New York Times, Tom Friedman, they'll be gloating about China, how they don't have all the democracy restrictions that we do, and how we're going to be left behind because they're investing all this in the new green technologies and wind and solar, and they're going to be advanced, and we're going to leave us in the dust. My response to that is if China wants to piss away all their money on failed alternative energy technology years before it's ever ready for mass production, let them. Doesn't mean we need to follow.
But they're not doing it. They built a few. They built a few railroads. They're actually going with all the old technology.
They are, but they have a front up where they're investing in alternative energies, and everyone's saying, "Oh, we need to be more like China." We had Tom Friedman actually lamenting that the U.S. and democracies couldn't do with China. He's looking for a benevolent dictator, essentially, the New York Times columnist, because he wants to get these things rammed through. The democratic...
Mark, you just hit on something. Work. The Chinese called for a global one-child policy at Copenhagen. Every global policy report I read, like this book, Eco-Science, by John P. Holder and White House Science Czar, says we need a police state like China to carry out forced sterilization.
Well, yeah, I mean, they are enamored with it, but it gets worse. NASA's lead scientist, you probably covered this on your program, James Hansen, has now endorsed a book which calls for, quote, ridding the world of industrial civilization. And I'm not making this up. And that's what at Climate Depot I put, is it time for medicine for James Hansen?
But that's what they all say. That's what Pachauri says. It's what Maurice Strong say. That's almost a complete, I read his quote in his book, that is almost word for word what Maurice Strong says.
Yeah, and not only that, but even Pachauri, you mentioned, he's at the point now where they're talking about a level of global governance where you're not going to be able to have ice water in restaurants. I mean, you have the head of the UN chief writing smutty novels at the same time telling the Western world that they can't have ice water in restaurants because we have to save the planet. Meanwhile, he's telling the news services that he lives at 30,000 feet. He has a car and driver chauffeuring him the one mile or so.
Stay there, Mark. Every day. Stay there, Mark. Folks, this is the ultimate green tyranny. The ultimate tyranny. It's taken over your towns and cities. Kick these crooks out. They're parasites. ClimateDepot.com.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now, foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Every move they make, every word they say, we're watching them and proving their fraud. Mark Moreno, ClimateDepot.com is our guest. We're going to open the phones up for our guest, your questions, one of the leading experts on these criminals and how to fight them. 1-800-259-9231. Mark, this is a short segment, so I want you to be able to run through all the news scandals. Then let's get into the fact that it's not just a chicken with their head cut off. I guess it's partially cut off. I mean, $2.6 billion in taxes in 3 years in Austin, they're not stopping. They're just going around the Senate. They're using the EPA. They're not stopping.
Yeah, it's a very good point. And that's, you know, and perhaps I am too much of a cheerleader for the death of this. You know, I'm actually just about to post a Climate Depot a shot of a casket with roses being thrown on. The problem is you're making a very good point. Liberalism doesn't die when you chop its head off. It's going to come back. It's like a hydra. You know, all these multiple heads and limbs just keep coming back. But I think what's going to happen is the global warming movement as we know it is done. I actually did a piece about 2 or 3 weeks ago now about time for the next eco scare. They're already test marketing the next eco scares. The UN chief himself, when he's not writing smut, is actually saying that there's a larger problem than global warming, and that's sustainable development. Al Gore's producer, Lori David, is worried about plastic waste. The UK Green Party is worried about the whole new eco thing about loss of oxygen, that man-made emissions are creating an oxygen crisis. And they're saying it's more alarming than global warming. We have people worried about nitrous oxide, otherwise known as laughing gas, which is, again, used in fertilizing, which is part of our agricultural production. It's all based on, all these new eco scares are based on limiting human freedom, limiting human development, and controlling population and giving government more power in order to, quote, save us. So I think global warming may be damaged beyond repair in terms of an issue to sell. And we have Democratic agricultural chairman Peterson now came out and admitted that he will now vote no on the climate bill if it comes back up because he went back home and was laughed at and ridiculed and mocked. So it's become politically untenable. But you're right. There's so many regulations in place that it has to be fought. But I think the danger is going to be the next eco scare when it comes out. And actually,
a year ago,
the EU was actually talking about other scares and how we have to move from global warming. And this was, this wasn't right. But there's going to be something down the road. But there's going to be a leftover. I think we can actually defeat this now. It is mortally wounded, if not dead.
Well, I agree with you if we press the issue. But there was a New York Times article almost a year ago, back in February of 2009. And it talked about the PR firms with the White House already saying we've got to move away from saying warming to change. Any change is abnormal, basically the seasons, and that the ocean is turning to acid and the key term, our deteriorating atmosphere. And so they already were starting to hedge their bet and move to a new fraud a year ago.
And they were, and they have been. In fact, you have UN scientists, Professor Lateef, raising the specter of possible global cooling for decades. You have peer-reviewed studies saying no warming for three decades. A new peer-reviewed study came out at the end of in December last year, warning of 50 years of global cooling. What they found, it's just untenable to say CO2 drives temperature, period. There's hundreds, thousands of factors influencing the global climate. CO2 is but a trace essential gas in the atmosphere. It could never have had the properties or abilities that they claimed it did. And now even the warmest are admitting this. A new study by one of the lead UN authors, Susan Solomon, is showing that water vapor may have actually suppressed temperatures over the last decade. And they're all scratching their heads. The models didn't predict it. They never foresaw this. Yet Susan Solomon is out there telling people that we need to think of CO2, something we exhale from our mouth, akin to nuclear waste. Imagine, when kids used to go to school, they learned that CO2 was vital in photosynthesis, that it's a trace essential gas, and that it greens the planet Earth. Now they're being told it's nuclear waste, and that is a perversion of science. Same thing's happening in Africa, by the way. There's multiple African environmental activists blaming young girls turning to prostitution on man-made global warming. So imagine you have a generation of Africans being raised that anything bad that happens to them, drought, floods, hurricanes, your daughter becomes a hooker, is because of the West's wealth and their emissions.
I saw that, Mark.
It's science, Alex, and they're being exposed right now.
But it's even worse than that. First, it was Danny Glover saying Haiti happened because of global warming. Then last week, I saw the UN saying it.
Yeah, I mean, and they've tried to do it. That's why the leading scientists are now calling it climate astrology. Whether the ice caps warm, melt, expand, freeze, whether you have floods, droughts, hurricanes, whether you have record cold, blizzards, everything's consistent with global warming. You can't falsify the theory. Hence, it's become no more scientific than your daily horoscope in the newspaper. It is a joke. It is a laughingstock. At my website today, I have this Indian magazine, the headline, "We've Been Had. Global Warming, the, quote, hottest hoax in the world, a pack of lies."
Stay there. Stay there. We're going to come right back, long segment, to talk about how we fight this, because they're not going away. They're not backing off. Mark Moreno, ClimateDepot.com. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen A Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, has their quotes, how they want to destroy industrialized society, how they want to bring in, quote, a Chinese-style police state that forced one-child policies, forced abortions, forced sterilization, how the environmental movement is nothing but a death cult, a bunch of sicko, human-hating parasites who want to be able to organize and control our society, selectively decide who can have businesses, who can have factories, who can have jobs. This is big government's takeover. And where I live, they're taking over. Home inspections, $2.6 billion in taxes. It is so insane and so illegal. Get Endgame at Infowars.com today. Make copies of it. I made this film 3 years ago. And so when I hear about another UN chief in his own book and NASA chiefs and others, saying we need to destroy industrialized society, they don't really want to destroy it. They want to own it and control it and shut down their competition. They're monopoly men. Now, going back to Mark Moreno of Climate Depot, Mark, you're one of the leading experts out there. You've been fighting this for decades, but I'm going to tell you point blank. You keep saying they're idiots, they're fools, they're always caught being wrong. If you read all the emails and Bill Santer and all of them, they admit that it was made up. They know it's a joke. The Club of Rome knows it's a joke. They want to teach humans to be guilty, that we're bad, so the mother government can run our lives. I mean, sure, their followers are a bunch of well-meaning idiots who are wrong, and it's like astrology, but for the leadership, there's nothing to do with mumbo jumbo. They know it's a fraud. I mean, do you agree with that statement?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they knew this. This was a just house of cards from the very beginning in 1988. When they came out with this, the UN got involved. It was a political organization masquerading as a scientific organization. As early as 1996, you mentioned Ben Santer. They were altering the documents, violating their own internal rules to put in key phrases saying that mankind is responsible for global warming. They did whatever it took, and then they invented the hockey stick. They actually had scientists conspiring behind the scenes that we had to, quote, get rid of the medieval warm period, unquote, because you couldn't explain unprecedented warmth when the medieval warm period was clearly warmer than today when we didn't have SUVs. So they got rid of the medieval warm period. And then they went through, and then even when that was debunked, they quietly essentially downplayed it or almost removed it from the 2007 UN report, showing that there was no medieval warm period and that we were unprecedented. But essentially, if you go back to Timothy Wirth, the former senator from Colorado, he said, even if we're wrong on the science, we're doing right by policy. So from the beginning, and that was back in 1988 when the UN was founded, the UN Climate Panel was founded, from the beginning that it was never about the science. It was all about trying to scare people to whatever means possible to get the policy objectives they wanted done. And the policy objectives have been the same, whether it's man-made global cooling in the 70s. They thought our emissions were causing global dimming and thus, cooling the earth. And we had Newsweek actually saying climatologists were pessimistic that we could act fast enough, to stave off disaster. They were warning of floods, droughts. It's literally plug and play. Whatever eco-catastrophe of the day, it's always the same. Well, there's going to be floods, droughts, severe storms. We're going to have worse hurricanes. It's going to be horrible.
By the way, you're not even pressing the issue. I mean, it's worse than what you're even, saying because you're in a hurry here. Pachauri comes out last week and says, yeah, we put out fake data. I read his quote on air. I'm paraphrasing it now. Yeah, we put out some fake data on the Himalayas based on a cell phone call and a graduate paper some student wrote, a mountaineer student. But you know what? We wanted to scare people so that they would do something because we want to save you. And I can't tell you how many reporters have sat across from me and said, okay, it's a fraud, but don't we need to get away from oil?
That's kind of like Dan Rather, if you remember the National Guard documents and George Bush. Oh, yeah, sure, the documents are a fraud, but the information was probably true. So what's the big deal? Who cares if it was a fake document? It must be true because we all believe it. And that's what you found in the ClimateGate emails. They were actually talking about, I can't prove it, but the medieval warm period couldn't have, must not have been as cold as, must not have been as warm as today. They were, and they said they made it happen. They couldn't prove it scientifically, but in their gut, they knew they had to produce
it. But take Sanner. I mean, he was interviewed by Jesse Ventura. That's when that finally broke. We'd always known it. He said, yeah, we took out five scientists in our own report in 96 that told the UN man is not causing warming. And he just admits it. I mean, that's as big as ClimateGate right there. And, you know, so it's not a mistake. It's not just some data that was separate they altered. I mean, now it's come out with the thermostats all over the world. The UN document came out 2 months ago.
Yeah, Joe DeLeo, a meteorologist from the Weather Channel, American Meteorological Society, and Anthony Watts from What's Up With That, a website, have shown that the U.S. government, to use a kind word, is massaging the temperature data for a warming bias. To use other words, I mean, this is outright data manipulation, all for a political end.
And it's being done coordinated. That UN document 2 months ago, how they, over a decade ago, coordinated with major universities.
And that's the thing. This has been, from the beginning, it's been an agenda-driven science. They had to come up. They actually meet, and they'll actually get together. We had John Christie, a UN scientist, who said he was at the last, I think it was the 2001 UN climate report, and he said that all the UN lead authors are sitting around a table conspiring how to make the report so alarming that the U.S. would have to endorse the UN Kyoto Climate Treaty. This isn't science, and yet we were fed hook, line, and sinker by the media that this was somehow a scientific process, this was the gold standard process. This was a fraud, and there's a Princeton physicist just came out and said ClimateGate reveals it as fraud, pure and simple. And that's what's in my headline up here now. It's fraud. The headline is the climate change fraud from this Indian newspaper. Around the world, people are catching on, and people are getting angry. You mentioned the Himalayan thing. Well, the scientists responsible for having that information in there that was completely unvetted, wild information that it was going to melt in a few decades, which is laughable, admitted that it was left in there because they wanted to pressure policymakers to act on global warming. That's scientific fraud. In a previous day, we would have trials. People would be losing their jobs, their tenure, their professorships. It would be public scandal. And we're still not at that point. The U.S. media has completely ignored this. The U.K. media deserves medals right now, and the Indian media deserves medals. But the mainstream media in the U.S. is almost they have done a few ClimateGate stories. And kudos to Katie Couric, whoever thought we would be saying that, at CBS Evening News. She's actually done at least two good reports on this issue. But
that's because it's imploding on them, and now they understand that they're being fully discredited, so they're desperate, and that signals that it really is in deep trouble because they're doing this. But shifting gears, Mark, and then I want to go to calls. Shifting gears here, if you have tens of billions of dollars in Europe, in the U.S., given to universities, given to the UN, given to organizations in fraud, you have them lying and scaring people to get money to then push an agenda. Is this not racketeering? Is it not fraud? Is it not criminal? What is the state of criminal investigations? And can we have that? Because in England, they have appointed a leading pro-man-made global warming fearmonger as the, quote, independent head of the Whitewash Commission.
Yeah, not only in England, but at Penn State University, it's a bunch of, from the reports I'm seeing, it's a bunch of people who are either alumni or tied with the university who aren't going to want the university tied to scandal in their investigation of Michael Hockey Stick Man. So that's a problem, because you can't have, you know, you can't have a university investigate itself. You can't have a fellow traveler, if you will, investigate another fellow traveler. It's just, you're not going to get, I think, so that's why I think these investigations are ultimately meaningless. This is in the battle of public opinion, Alex. And as of October of last year, Halloween, more Americans believed in haunted houses than man-made global warming. So we are winning. And from the state houses to the cities to the Congress, they are being mocked and ridiculed now. And I just think it's going to be harder and harder for anyone to enact this because global warming, the entire movement has been exposed as fraudulent from the UN down. You even have New York Times reporter Andrew Revkin backing away, saying, well, there's other organizations now besides the United Nations. Whoever said the UN? The UN was touted as the gold standard, and now people are saying, well, it was never that big part.
Well, they were organizing and running the fraud. But again, shifting gears here, if you go back 5, 6, 7 years ago, You and many others are being attacked by these different fraudulent scientists. There's talk of arresting climate deniers, treason charges for Lord Monckton. Now you've been vindicated in a royal flush, you know, not just in spades. If they were freaking out and panicking 6-7 years ago, we now learn, I wonder what the internal state of these crooks is right now.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, right now, you know, you have the lead scientist of the UN turning on Pachauri. Now, keep in mind, Pachauri, the head, you know, for your audience to remember, the smut peddler, was a, you know, the Nobel Prize winner, the media darling for years. And he, his entire identity is this job. In fact, this Indian magazine, which is where Pachauri's from, says, quote, Pachauri, his degree and training is in railroad engineering. This man was educated to make railroads run from point A to B. He will not, I cannot see him voluntarily resigning. He's going to have to be forced out. But what they're going to do, they're already talking about a new organization. They're talking about moving it over to the EU. They're basically going to acknowledge that the climate panel was deeply flawed. Pachauri is going to probably be booted out, and they're going to turn this over to some other international body, probably the Economic Forum or, you know, some branch of the EU and Europe. And then they're going to try to go forward. They're going to institute a whole series of high-minded reforms. But guess what? Beneath it, it's probably going to be the same core scientists. What this really exposed, and the reason I've been putting pictures of the Wizard of Oz at Climate Depot, is this was probably only 40 to 50, 60 scientists at the core of it. There's only 52, 53 scientists who authored the media summary for policymakers. Those were the core activists. Of that, only 60 scientists signed off on the idea that man-made emissions caused global warming. Well, since those reports have come out, there have been an abundance of studies throwing cold water all over it, and UN scientists now eating crow, talking about water vapor, talking about coming global cooling predictions. So the movement has to reinvent itself in some way. But what I'm
all right, Mark, let me say this.
I think it's mortally wounded. I think they're going to find a new eco scare. I think they're going to have or at least some hybrid of this.
Well, what they're doing in Austin and other cities is they just call it jobs creation and green jobs and say we're going to put a big tax on you. And the whole pretext was over the man-made global warming, but now they're just not using that term. But going back here, and then we're going to phone calls, Mark Moreno of Climate Depot right now is our guest. Looking at this, they don't care. Obama doesn't care. He says he's going to have the EPA go ahead and implement it. Europe is doing this. Gordon Brown said they're going to have the IMF and World Bank start collecting the climate data, the carbon footprint data. The cities are already doing it. So don't we need Congress to have hearings and drag the oil company CEOs who've been supporting this, Dutch Royal Shell, BP, to drag Al Gore in, who's making money off the windmill companies and off of the carbon trading? Don't we need to have criminal investigation hearings to put these guys up on the stand and show them for the crooks they are? Wouldn't that be the true death blow and really finger them for the crooks they are?
Well, Alex, here's the problem with that. I agree. I mean, this is essentially huge elements, if not outright racketeering. You have Al Gore lobbying Congress for a cap-and-trade carbon trading bill. At the same time, he's working with a firm called Kleiner Perkins and the Chicago Stock Exchange to put in $1 billion in 40 different companies. And keep in mind, this billion-dollar investment in these carbon trading companies is worthless unless Congress passes a mandate. So Al Gore's got a personal financial interest. Congress would go nuts if this were, you know, the bankers. It would go nuts if this were car auto executives. But because they're greenies, they're left alone. But here's the scary part. You would think that Wall Street would have been dragged in and prosecuted. I mean, a few people went down. But what was Congress's reaction to the scandal on Wall Street? Bailout. The biggest thing we have to fear in the throes of victory here is that the Congress may come out and bail out the global warming movement. And I'm not sure exactly what form that could take, but there's going to be, you know,
they're going to do it at the city level.
The collapse of the carbon market. So you don't know that it's the perversion the way these things work. When you least expect it, they're going to end up getting propped up somehow.
Well, Mark, here's how they're propping them up. And I've been watching them closely. Schwarzenegger said this the last day of Copenhagen with the governor and mayor's conference. They're going with the EPA at the federal level because they can't get the Senate to do it. Basically strong arm the cities into doing it, and the cities will fund these private companies, and that's where the big fight is. Let's go to some phone calls. Laura in Texas, you're on the air with Mark Moreno. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I remember when you'd say, you know, once they lie, they have to lie again and again. Well, this is blatant lies in Rolling Stone magazine saying you idiots
meet the planet's worst enemy.
Yeah, it came out January 21st of 2010, and it's absolutely ridiculous.
That's just bathroom humor for Rolling Stone. They did, I think it was 16 profiles. I was number 6 on the list of the climate idiots. They're called climate killers. You know, Rolling Stone is it's a pure entertainment. It's something to keep on your coffee table and laugh. But the fact that they're doing an issue like that shows they know that their goose is
cooked. Well, they can't do this anymore. I mean, they sit up there as the big mommy, the big daddy, and they tell us what's real and they tell us what isn't. They're discredited. It doesn't work anymore. When the mainstream media writes hit pieces about me, we only get more listeners because 90% of the public goes, Alex Jones or Mark Moreno must be good if the mainstream media is going after him.
Exactly. I mean, it's a badge of honor. Absolutely. In fact, when you look across what's happened in the last year, as this started collapsing, Talking Points memo, a big talking point for MSNBC and the talk radio of the left, they had a big post saying, isn't it time to start executing global warming skeptics? And then we had Grist magazine a few years back calling for Nuremberg-style trials for skeptics of global warming. They call them deniers to bring up the Holocaust. So you know a movement is corrupt and fraudulent when not only will the leader, Al Gore, did not debate and the UN will not allow any dissension, but when they start threatening and intimidation, and that's, again, what ClimateGate revealed. They redefined peer review. They corrupted
the scientific institution. This is a group of crooks.
And again, thank God they've been exposed. I don't know how any politician in America could vote for a global warming bill in any state, even in Massachusetts at this point. We had Scott Brown.
I hear you. Let's jam in another call. Thanks, sure. Laura. Great point. Pete in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I got a couple of questions for the guy sitting there with you, and then I wanted to tell you something.
Mark Moreno, ClimateDepot.com. Go ahead.
Okay, real quick, I just wanted to say on some of the websites and different things, people are saying that there's going to be solar flares in 2012 and total destruction of the Earth. And
well, that's NASA saying mega flare to hit the Earth then, and I assure you, your SUV has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, well, they're saying that the government's going into these bunkers. Well, that kind of conflicts with things. Why would they rob us blind if we're all going to be dead anyways? But the question for your climate guy is, I was wondering, I had a theory. You know, I know climate, the heat rising and all that's a bunch of crap, but is it possible that us as humans using up all of our different resources here on Earth, that we are altering the density of the Earth plus or minus, thus changing the orbit of the Earth because of its effect?
All right, we're going to come back and get the I've asked scientists about this. The amount of human activity is negligible compared to other natural processes like volcanoes and other things. But we'll get Mark Moreno's take on that. But don't worry, if you pay a tax to Al Gore, you buy an indulgence, a carbon indulgence from him, like you'd buy from the Pope 500 years ago.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-360-8306. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. 1-800-360-8306.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard.
You heard Mark Moreno quote the NASA scientist about how we've got to destroy industrial society. This is the rewilding project. It's the UN. It's the end game. Mark, what about that question about humans mining things and then destabilizing the Earth? Go ahead.
You know, I mean, exactly what you just said, Alex. I mean, first of all, the Earth is majority oceans, for number one. And for human activity to do that, they had a study about 5 or 6 years ago. Even on a land-based thing, the Earth was still 40 or more percent in total wilderness of all surface, you know, land-based surface activity, I believe, on the Earth. So it's not, people have this image that we've literally paved the entire Earth. That's not the case. And I don't think there's any way we could affect the wobble. I have not seen any studies on that. That sounds like wild speculation.
Let's go to John in West Virginia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, hello.
Go ahead, sir.
I was just at work the other day. They were really nice people. Came in and he was a science teacher at the local high school. And I asked him what they teach about the kids in school about global warming. He said, "Well, not really much, but you know," he said he had a buddy. Actually worked with the university. It took core samples and this and that. And I asked him, he said it was shrinking, but not much. And I said, well, what time of the year was it when they did it? And he kind of looked at me funny. And then I asked him if he'd heard about all the emails from the IPCC discrediting, you know, how did the data discredit scientists. And, he said, you know, he was unaware. And I said, well, you can, you know, get on YouTube or Google it. You know, there's all kinds of, you know, news coverage about it.
John, I appreciate your call. We got to move quick. Another example of the almost complete media blackout so far here in the U.S.
Yeah, it really is. And they won't be able to get away with that for long. Again, people listen to talk radio. People read the internet. People are reading opinion columns. People, some of the cable news is covering this. Not much, though. Even Fox News has not been covering these.
Why aren't Republicans having hearings about this?
I don't know. It's a very good question. This should be, I mean, this is, you know what this also affects? This, because the UN IPCC climate panel has now been discredited, the EPA basis for declaring CO2 a pollutant is now completely bogus because it relies heavily on the UN IPCC science, which has now been discredited. So there needs to be a lawsuit going at the heart of that. And there have been some congressmen involved in that talking about a lawsuit against that. But you're right. This should be front and center. We need to kill it now while the momentum's there. We can't let them regroup, institute a bunch of silly reforms.
This is the key to their whole program. One more call. DJ in Illinois, you're on the air with Mark Moreno. Go ahead.
Mark, I'm glad to hear you. I think that they are making a very critical move, a very strategic move, and it has been done so quietly, most of the folks don't even know what's going on. It is called the Upper Mississippi River International Port District Act in Illinois. Look at Illinois.
Yeah, that's like NAFTA port. Superhighways. These internet 80+% of our ports are now far and run. Mark Moreno, comments on that.
Well, that's all part of the, you know, the globalist agenda. And, you know, if people just need to step back, people praising China, people thinking that a global government can bring. And just remember that throughout history, governments have been the most violent institutions, bar none. And anyone who wants, you know, and the bigger the government, the more repressive and the less easy to control. So when you get to a level where you're talking about, you know, either the EU or global UN controlling carbon, something we exhale from our mouth, down to the level where they're telling us what kind of toilet paper we can use, what kind of shower head. We're talking about international body. We have a German climate advisor calling for a CO2 budget for every man, woman, and child on the planet.
Oh, the British are calling for your carbon ration.
It's everything. That's the game, right? There.
They're calling for the carbon rations. DJ, I'm sorry we're out of time. That was a great point you brought up. I mean, these people are control freaks. And national sovereignty is a firewall against tyranny. Imagine if there had been a global government and Hitler would have taken it over, or Stalin. ClimateDepot.com, our website's InfoWars.com. Mark, keep it up. We appreciate you. Call for Congress to have hearings on this, my friend.
All right. Thank you very much, Alex. Yeah, it's far from over, but it is joyful to watch this collapse at the moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gentlemen, hour number four, how time has flown past us. Thank you so much for joining us. I want to have Neil and Al and a few others on the whole climate situation be able to continue to comment. They were taking over the locals, the federals, and at the international level with their total control of our lives. They're still having the executive branch in Europe, in England, the U.S., Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and other nations, Japan, do it. They don't care what the diet says in Japan. They don't care what the parliament says in England. They don't care what the U.S. Senate says here in the U.S. They don't care. They're not stopping. They don't care. Yes, we have the tools to expose the frauds. Yes, it's all a lie. Yes, they want to destroy industrial civilization. These are hardcore villains. They exist. They're real. They're on record. Now, coming up, I want to get into the Iran situation. I want to get into the latest with Kurt Haskell and what happened there. Sharp-dressed man who aided underwear bomber into Flight 253 was U.S. government agent. I want to go over that, but right now let's go back to some of the phone calls. Let's talk to Al in Florida. Al, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Jones. I have two questions for you. The first one is, do you know what a fluorocarbon footprint is?
Yes.
What's a fluorocarbon footprint?
They're talking about a spectrum of gases that they believe contribute to man-made global warming.
And that's the footprint, carbon footprint, right?
That's a spectrum term I've seen them use.
Yeah, because I got a bill knocked on my door from the Florida Energy Conservation Advisors providing free home energy conservation and energy waste and fluorocarbon footprint. They want to know how many adults in the home, children, your name, telephone.
Yeah, what they're doing is, without the enabling legislation, and some states have already passed it as law, they put smart thermostats in, and they say they're going to turn your thermostat on or off. They're going to decide how hot or cold your house is. That's mainstream news. Austin is getting these stinking things. Our office got one about 4 months ago. They don't ask. They come and put it on outside so the government could turn my heat down or up or whatever they wanted to do. And they're doing – Austin wants to make you have audits to be able to sell your house. And then they can raise the level of the audit over the years, like the income tax started out at 1%, and you know now it's 40%. So, yes, that's these home inspections. And do not – it's the same thing with the animal ID, premises ID. It's not law. It's a regulation. But when you fill that form out, you waive all your rights on your property.
And my second question is this. The eugenicists, these elitists, these people who want to control population and be beyond one-child population but eliminate 80% of us, is it the great persecution that John in Revelation talked about in the Bible, the greatest persecution mankind has ever seen, that God himself has to put an end to it, or no life would be left? Is that the same thing?
It sure fits the bill, doesn't it?
It sure do.
I appreciate your call, Al. Cass, John, Jera, others, we're going to get to your calls, but I need to news blitz when we get back, and I will. And we'll also get into some economic news coming up as well. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. Our websites are prisonplanet.tv and Infowars.com. Don't forget Infowars.net has a lot of exclusive news on it as well. JonesReport.com. What is the endgame.com, falltherepublic.com, the obamadeception.net, the list goes on and on. All the sites are excellent. Check them out today. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break to break down a ton of absolutely vital news. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be, all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are back live. South Africa, Israel, Japan, they've all developed nuclear weapons. Iran has been overthrown several times by the British and the U.S. in the last century alone. Bush put out a White House press release in 2007 admitting that four different terrorist organizations, three of them Al-Qaeda run, remember, that's who fights the Iranians, who are Shiite, is the Al-Qaeda-backed groups out of Saudi Arabia, that they were trying to destabilize the country. They've been conducting terror bombings, trying to get riots going. Again, I'm no fan of what the Iranian regime does. I'm against big government. I know historically that 99% of the time, government is bad. Government is out of control. Government is wrong. Government is abusive. The bigger the government, the more abusive it is. But the facts are, Iran is not expanding. Iran is not attacking anybody. They do fund some groups in Lebanon. They tend to have tit-for-tat responses with Israel. They're not friends with Israel. They have said they want to destroy the regime that's there. And then that's misquoted as saying they want to kill everybody that's there. But the point is, if we attack Iran, they're going to shut the Strait of Hormuz. They're going to fire their tens of thousands of sunburned missiles at our fleets. They are going to spill over into Iraq. They have a defense pact with Russia and China, and they've got 66 million people, not 23 million, and they are statistically, historically, a lot better military power than Iraq, and it is going to be hellish. All because the globalists want to start a new war as a political distraction and link up with Iraq they control, with Georgia they can control, going from the west to the east, Georgia, Turkey, Iraq. Then you've got Pakistan, Afghanistan that the U.S. is in. They want Iran to link up for empire in Pax Americana in that part of the world. Oil prices will conservatively triple. That's most estimates are even higher. They're talking about $500 a barrel oil, not $70. So that's more than a quadrupling. The list goes on and on and on. What will happen? What will develop? What will unfold if that takes place? And you see the underwear bombing, clearly a staged event. You see the fear-mongering associated with that. You see the naked body scanners going in. You see the White House and speeches saying, get ready for Al-Qaeda to hit us. Obama signing a police state martial law executive order dealing with biological attack. They're clearly engaged in a preparatory phase to get the people ready for a supposed terror attack against U.S. interests or in the U.S. or against the British as a pretext to go in. Remember the White House memo. Remember Downing Street memos. This was in the Times of London. The White House admitted that they told Tony Blair, we want to get a U.S. aircraft flying low, shot down to blame it on Iraq, that they knew there were no WMDs. Governor Ridge admits they created fake terror alerts for political gain. This is what they do. And they do this over and over and over again. So it's important for people to read all the mainstream news articles. I'll get a document cam for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers here. The type of hype that's going on, and not just hype or saber rattling, the actual military buildup in and around that area that is accelerating. China, Iran, spur U.S. to develop anti-sea battle plan. The U.S. military is drawing up a new air-sea battle plan in response to threats such as China's persistent military buildup and Iran's possession of advanced weapons. According to the Pentagon's latest strategy review, the Air Force and Navy are seeking more effective ways of ensuring continued access to Western Pacific and to counter potential threats to American bases and personnel. Continuing, U.S. raises stakes on Iran by sending ships and missiles. London Guardian. Pentagon says Patriot Shield will deter strike on American allies in the Gulf. Now, remember, 3 years ago, the Pentagon released their attack plan, two different plans. One was 3 months, thousands of sorties, that is fighter-bomber missions, blowing up their entire infrastructure, power plants, water plants, military bases, seaports, roads, bridges, television, media, government, infrastructure, just absolute crime against humanity, leveling Iran. Iran will launch real terror attacks all over the world. The government will then use those attacks to take citizens' rights. We're the real target of Homeland Security and NORTHCOM. You won't have to have staged terror attacks, because terror, in many cases, is anybody resisting. If a cop tries to break your head open with a billy club and you raise your arm to block it and they break your arm, they charge you with assault. You've seen that on the news how many times? Well, if Iran raises its arm to block a blow from a billy club, that will be called terrorism. Okay? So this is the type of situation that we are talking about here. And so these defensive systems are not defensive. That's so if Iran fires its 12,000 or whatever the newest number is, sunburn missiles that go a couple hundred miles at the fleet. Remember, they tried to order Fox Phelan they had a CENTCOM to put the fleet within range of those. He refused. Then they had the stage deal where they had Navy SEALs saying, we're Iranians, we're going to blow you up. Then later it came out that had been staged. Fox Phelan said, I'm not going to be part of this. And resign. So they clearly want to start this up. A Patriot missile systems are being put in. Tensions between the U.S. and Iran heightened dramatically today with the disclosure that Barack Obama is deploying a missile shield to protect American allies in the Gulf from attack by Tehran. They do that before the war. Did it in 1991, did it in 2002, 2003. The U.S. is dispatching Patriot defense missiles to four countries, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Kuwait, and keeping two ships in the Gulf capable of shooting down Iranian missiles. Washington is also helping Saudi Arabia develop a force to protect its oil installations. American officials said the move is aimed at deterring an attack by Iran and reassuring Gulf states fearful that Tehran might react to sanctions by striking U.S. allies in the region. Love how they're spinning this. Remember, oh, we got to go in against Saddam. He may attack. Washington is also seeking to discourage Israel from striking against Iran by demonstrating the U.S. is preparing to contend any threat and contain any threat. The developments come as Obama's attempts to emphasize diplomacy over confrontation dealing with Iran, but that's not what they're doing. In contrast, the Bush administration's approach have failed to persuade Tehran to open its nuclear installations to international controls. Iran did have all its installations open. Then they said they couldn't have peaceful reactors that have no weapons use. Then Iran, 6 months before they opened a new enrichment center, announced it as they're supposed to, and the media did a big hoax saying that they had kept the facility secret. It's all hoaxes, ladies and gentlemen. Here's another one. U.S. deploys land and sea-based missile shield in the Gulf to deter attack from Iran. So the spin here is that they are about to attack. Separately, the Army knew into the early 1990s, and their own manual said, DU will destroy your lungs, destroy your testicles, destroy your ovaries, destroy your body, destroy your fertility, cause massive deformities in children. They doubled, tripled, quadrupled, and more. And they've used it all over Iraq. They want to use it in Iran. They're talking about using actual nukes in Iran. Iraq to sue U.S. Britain over depleted uranium bombs, and I would add munitions. Iraq's Ministry of Human Rights will file a lawsuit against Britain and the U.S. over the use of depleted uranium bombs in Iraq, a Iraqi minister said. Iraq's Ministry of Human Rights told the Asab newspaper that lawsuits will be launched based on reports from the Iraqi ministers of science and the environment. According to reports, during the first year of the U.S. and British invasion of Iraq, both countries used depleted uranium bombs. They used munitions for tanks as well. According to the Iraq military experts, the U.S. and Britain bombed the country with nearly 2,000 tons of depleted uranium bombs during the early years of the war. It's more than that. Atomic radiation is released. The number has increased the number of babies, both with defects in the southern province of Iraq. Yeah, Basra's really bad. Iraqi doctors say that they have been struggling to cope with the rise in the number of cancer cases, especially in cities subjugated to heavily U.S.-British bombardment. The high rate of birth defects and cancer cases will move in the coming years to the central and northern provinces of Iraq since the radiation may penetrate the soil and water by air. The ministry will seek compensation for the victims of the bombs. And what about our troops? What about the troops? They would bomb Iraqi bases and then move our troops into the bases they had attacked with the A-10 Warthogs, the Abrams tanks, with their Sabo rounds, with their other missiles and munitions they used, and then they would move them in to the facilities that were doused and dosed and peppered with this stuff, and the troops come home and have deformed children and die, and that's just too bad. Because, see, the government claims they care about the military. They claim they care about the troops. They always wrap themselves in the flag and wrap themselves in the valor of our troops, but then flush them down the toilet when they get sick or die. And that's what's happening politically. Now, scarily, because this is from Press TV, which is Iranian television, directly from the horse's mouth, Iran will deliver telling blow to global powers on February 11th, the date of the Islamic Revolution. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said the nation will deliver a harsh blow to the global arrogance on this year's anniversary of the Islamic Revolution. The Islamic Revolution opened a window to liberty for the human race, which was trapped in the dead ends of materialism, Ahmadinejad said during a cabinet meeting Sunday. If the Islamic Revolution had not occurred, liberalism and Marxism would have crushed all dignity in their power-seeking and money-grabbing claws. Nothing would have remained of human spiritual principles, he added. Ahmadinejad said that in the three decades of its history, the Islamic Republic had inspired some great developments in the world. The Iranian president made the remarks the 31st anniversary of the Islamic Revolution approaches. Iranians are expected to pour into the streets February 11th to celebrate the occasion of public rallies across the country, as they have done annually over the past three decades. What does strike a blow mean?
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Did you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone.
This is our last chance to not relive history.
As they're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
In the next segment, I'm going to take some of your phone calls, then I'm going to get into this top story. The sharp-dressed man who aided the underwear bomber on the Flight 253 was a U.S. government agent. This is in the Detroit newspapers, Detroit TV, but they just report it like it's no big deal, buried in the bottom. Just like ABC News last Thursday, actually Wednesday, we didn't know about it until Thursday, reported, oh yeah, there was a second man arrested. And there was someone who helped him get on the plane. Oh, yeah, and the government did want him to get on the plane and helped him. So we have them. But I wanted to go to Ted Anderson. He hadn't been on with us in about 3 weeks. Gold is going back up again right now. But Ted bought when it went lower. He has it at the lower price while it's up. You've got the bankers buying up any gold they can get. You've got them trying to devalue it at the same time. But as they globally, in a coordinated effort, devalue all currencies simultaneously, commodities are only going to go up, and I bought gold at $300 an ounce or less. I haven't sold it with it above $1,100 because it's my insurance against inflation, against depression. It's my backup. I don't trust stocks and bonds and things like that. I don't own any stocks or bonds, zero. I believe people should get into gold and silver, ladies and gentlemen, and no matter what gold does in the near future, races up, goes down, all the economic data and all the economic experts we interview here, all these different economists, believe gold is only going up in the future because they're devaluing the currencies. Ted Anderson, good to have you up with us.
Hey, it's always a pleasure to be up with you, Alex, and it's nice to be back for sure. Gold is going up. It's up. Well, it's been up $30 today. It's backed off a little bit. It's now up $25. It's a good run going on right now. Barack Obama announced his budget. There's a $1.56 trillion deficit coming to this country. And that's just going to drive the production of money right up through the roof, and the country can't afford its bills as it is. I don't know how he's going to do it, but obviously people in the markets don't believe it's going to work because gold's going up and the dollar's going down. So, yeah, right now at this particular time, all my stuff is priced at $1,078, and gold is up in the $1,100 range now, as high as $1,107 already today.
So, and yeah, by the way, somewhere in my stack, I'm digging around for it, I think it's an AP article where Obama says bad news coming on the economy. So they keep saying how great the economy is, but the truth is, the joblessness is accelerating. The factory shuts down. Shutdowns are accelerating. I mean, it's just getting more and more serious by the minute.
We're heading right into an economic meltdown with the commercial real estate market. We're going to be hitting that head this summer or maybe this fall. It's going to be very tough on the banks. I just don't know how the U.S. economy is going to make it through all this.
That's right. Now they're saying they want another banker bailout or looting event. The $28 trillion they pumped in hasn't stopped the economy from imploding. Reuters, White House to paint grim fiscal picture. See? There's Reuters. I mean, that's the reality. And they're lying. I wonder why they lie out of one side of their mouth, but then tell the truth out of the other side of their mouth, Ted.
Yeah, it's hard to say what's going on up there in Washington, D.C., and what the media's ideas and what they want to put out there is. But I can tell you right now, the United States dollar is under attack, not only just here domestically by our president and Congress, but also across the nation. I mean, India, again, right now, is trying to figure out how to get around their tax rules so they can start buying gold without having to pay their own little income tax that they have to do over there.
Well, Dr. Paul Craig Romberg on this radio show 2 months ago said that when the carry trade reversed in money manipulation, currency manipulation, that it would come back into the U.S. and for a few months the dollar would go back up. That happened. Now it's starting to fall back down again.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on today. And like I said, a $30 increase in gold today. And, you know, I priced my things this morning based upon gold at $1,078. So if you're looking at getting into the gold market, now is a great time to do it. For a little bit there, Alex, I was thinking, huh, maybe we'll have a little bit of a setback. We can relax. Maybe the economy won't melt down as quick as we thought. Obviously, that's not the case.
Ted, the number's 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Real fast, throw out some of the coin offers you've got.
Well, the best deal that I have right now is I'm offering a franc for $2.55, and I give people a subscription for a full year to the International Forecaster. That sells for $179. We give it away for free. I think that that's a great way to get into gold. They are $255.36 normally. I mean, at $1,078 gold, those prices have gone up since. British Sovereign's at $3.16.
Both so you're getting a really great deal on the franc and getting a $100+ value of the International Forecaster. I guess that's the hard copy?
Yeah, that actually, you can take it hard or you can take it email, same price.
Wow, that's I've never heard a deal. You've never offered that deal that I've heard on air. 800-686-2237. Ted, tell us a little bit more about the International Forecaster deal you're offering when we come back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
I'm ready for
it. So, Ted, to get this straight, you're offering, if somebody buys a franc coin, and I've actually seen your markups on those, it's $3 to $5 is what you're making. You know, people say, I saw Ted Anderson's corporate filings. They made $8 million last year. Yes, with a 5% markup. I guess some special coins have like a 10% markup. What other business has markups that low? But you've got gold up 30 bucks today. He's selling you gold with a 5% markup, or 3 or 5. I haven't seen the latest sheet. I get sent the actual Midas Resources purchase sheets. And so, with markup added, this is way lower than you can buy this coin anywhere else. And you're getting a free international forecaster, either digital twice a week or hard copy, mailed to you. Ted, again, how much does the international forecaster cost?
It's $159 a year. That's what the subscription rate is.
So that's more than half the cost of the franc itself.
It is. Actually, the people that buy the franc at this time, there is no markup on this. There's a markdown. I lose money. For the person who was saying that my $8 million sales, whatever that 1 year was, is a bad thing. I don't know why anybody would think that's bad. $8 million in people's hands for gold. I think that's good. But anyways, nonetheless, it's important.
No, Ted, I wish you made $8 million profit because we'd be on more radio stations and better systems and more employees. But I mean, if you made $8 million 1 year profit, what is that, like $300,000, $400,000,
$500,000? Well, yeah, I mean, it would be a real high number, and I've never made $8 million yet. But people do publish some funny numbers, I got to tell
you. Yeah, no. I had Texas Monthly asking me, I said, I don't know what Ted Anderson makes. That's why I'm asking you.
Yeah, well, last year I lost a little bit of money by the time I was done buying all those ads for the Creature from Jekyll Island and Fall of the Republic on places like Rush Limbaugh and Fox News and all these different places. But we spread the word, you know. Alex, you've been with
but
me
we're not
long
communists
to know.
Too. So it's, I actually wish you'd make some money, Ted.
Well, I have to, because if I don't, I'm in danger of having to shut down the operation. And I know that nobody wants that. So
800-686-2237, folks. So it's a, how much is the coin again?
Well, the coin currently right now is $255.36. Now, if you think about that for a minute, if you subtract $159 off of that $255.36. I don't have a calculator. I didn't do the math. But you're obviously getting a gold coin for way, way, way less than spot gold once you consider the discount for that newsletter.
You're getting that coin for $104.
Yep, that's right. And it's a fifth of an ounce of gold. So 104 multiplied, we'll just take 100 by 4, that's $400. I guess you get to buy gold for $400 an ounce once again. Try doing that anywhere else.
But you know, that's 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, or MidasResources.com. Ted, thank you for coming on with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. Take care. Again, Ted Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, 800-686-2237, joining us here on the air today. Okay, I promise to go to your phone calls, but I also have two other stacks of news I've got to get to. So I'm going to go to your calls, and we've got 14 minutes left or 13 minutes left. No, we have longer than that. We have, I can't even do math now. We got 23 minutes left in the radio broadcast today. So I'm now going to go back to your phone calls. Who's up next here, John? Cass in British Columbia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Brilliant show today. I have a quick question for you.
Sure.
Either CBC or CNN had a short blurb indicating that Haitians are being offered free land if they relocate to Africa. You get any ideas what that might be about?
Well, here, let me search engine that. Let me see. Haitians being offered free land to move to Africa. And there it is. Print that for me. It says, Senegal offers land to Haitians, BBC. Senegal's president says he will offer free land. And I'm reading from way across the room. Representation. Reparation? I'm trying to read this from like 10 feet away on a tiny screen. The people affected by the earthquake in Haiti. So I guess that's true. President Wade said Haitians were sons and daughters of Africa since Haiti was founded by slaves, including some thought to be from Senegal. So that's a nice offer from him.
So you don't think that has anything to do? I was kind of thinking that with the valuables that they were sort of trying to get an exodus so that they could go in after their resources a little bit easier.
Well, there's not a lot of valuables in Haiti.
No.
I mean, they deforested.
I had thought in some of the reports they indicated that there might be oil and some gold.
But I don't know if Senegal would be getting that. But, I mean, who knows?
No, no.
You just informed me of this, so I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I sort of thought that in one of the reports I read, it had indicated that that the U.S. and Canada has major holdings in Haiti. So I sort of thought with the way things go that it would be quite convenient if some of the people left.
Sure.
And gave up their land to the corporations. That was just my sense on it. And I just wondered what you thought about it because you're usually pretty right on.
Well, thank you, Cash. I don't know enough about it to be able to comment. That's my answer. But the West and the globalists already control Haiti. A very small percentage of people actually own the land. Most of the people are in compact cities at or near starvation level. And so I think this is probably just a nice offer from Senegal, but I don't know. I can't really comment because I don't know. But I can do some research and give you my opinion. But thank you. Interesting point. Jarrah in California, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Hey, I've dubbed you America's Archangel Alex.
Well, that's sweet of you. I try to be an angel. I can be a little devil sometimes, too.
I feel like John Travolta in that movie, Michael. I think that what they've done here now, I watch Shadow Government with the data grab on our medical records, and they've got our financial records with the IRS, and Google's got our internet activity, and they've got our shopping purchases. With
and they all share it.
Right in the cell phone conversations now. So now that they've got our medical records, and we know what that's going to be like if you look at Diebold voting machines that are completely corrupt and hackable and all of that. I forget the movie that is all about the Diebold voting machines.
I forget the name, too. It was on HBO.
That was great. You can get it on Netflix. But anyway, I believe that the nude body scanners, with that information, with your nude body in every minute detail, will dictate the recipe, a designed recipe for slow kill.
Well, no, that's actually admitted, Jarrah, and I appreciate your call. That's admitted to a certain extent. The biometric 360 scan they get of your body, they then admit, is used by cameras attached to your name later. You go to the airport, they know your name, they record you. They save that biometric data. They can make a biometric imprint off your thumb, your finger, your hand, your face, your eyes, your retina. Now it's your whole body. So even if you're wearing a hat, they can shoot through your clothes with it and off any part of your body get that digital algorithm. So, yes, that's a big part of it. Let's go ahead and talk to Carl in Kentucky. Carl, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, I just wanted to make a quick statement. Doesn't this global warming fraud just blow their excuse for chemtrailing us? And also, what do you feel is the probability rate of them actually, the elite, creating a controlled nuclear war and it getting out of control?
Each point is excellent. We have the White House science czar and others admitting that they've been spraying the atmosphere to manipulate the weather. They admit they have hurricane systems with aircraft they can create. That's all declassified. But you talk about it, you get laughed at. It just shows the amazing ignorance of the general public. But we're here trying to educate them. That was your first point. And I believe they can create environmental disasters with their systems as a pretext to sell their global warming. As for controlled nuclear wars, they now say they can have controlled nuclear wars. The Pentagon changed its policy 3 years ago to preemptive nuclear strikes, saying they're going to use an arsenal of smaller weapons that are ground penetrating. But ground penetrating, instead of airburst, create a lot more radiation than just the airburst. And so just basic understanding of nuclear weapons, it flies in the face of that. A weapon that detonates on the ground combines with all of the surrounding metals to create other highly radioactive and very toxic isotopes. And so for them to say we have a clean way of nuking Iran or other countries is asinine. I appreciate your call, Carl. Good points. Lauren in Minnesota, you're on the air. Go ahead, Lauren.
Hi, Alex. Prison Planet TV member here.
Thank you.
Just a quick call to action from the Minnesota Sovereignty Project made by a Vietnam veteran. On Thursday, February 4th, 10 a.m., south entrance to the state office building across Wright Street from Sears, we the people will be assembling to exercise our First Amendment rights, encourage state reps to support our constitutional options as provided in the 10th Amendment to the Constitution. Join us. Thank you. HealthcareTyranny.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Lauren. Ben in California, you're on the air.
I just have a couple of questions. One, Mike Ruppert is one of the leading people in the 9/11 Truth Movement, yet he's also promoting peak oil endlessly with his movie Collapse. I wonder what you think of that. You know, in your movie Endgame, you mentioned that peak oil was a fraud. The second relates to this so-called debunking website called conspiracyscience.com. It's a step above the others. This guy is kind of just going out of his way to attack you in your movies. He gives huge reviews of them that would be very convincing if you haven't been awake for a long time. So it will bite you back in the future, I believe, if you don't address it. It's called conspiracy science.
No, sir. When you address things that are baloney and only makes them worse, I appreciate your call. People constantly make stuff up about me. They constantly lie. They constantly edit videos together to try to make me look stupid, and I'm not really worried about it. This isn't about Alex Jones. This is about waking people up and getting them to think. And I'm not aware of the second issue you brought up, reviews of my movies. My movies are what the globalists have said, what they're actually doing. Fall of the Republic, I mean, is in their own words. And so people attack it. Of course they're going to attack it. My films have been seen hundreds of millions of times conservatively for free online. We are leading the revolution against tyranny. So of course we're going to be attacked from every side. And if I spent all day responding to stuff that people say about me, this would not be a popular radio show. People tune in here to hear information, to hear news covered, to hear my analysis, to hear the guest we bring on, to hear what threats we think are important or how we're rallying people against corruption. If people get lied to and set back in their development, that's the fault of the liars, not the fault of me. Now, On the subject of Mike Rupert, I have nothing to say. Okay? I have nothing to say about him. He has called for population reduction. And he's pretty well, I just have nothing to say. I mean, it's just a non-issue. We're exposing the global warming fraud. It's a joke. It's imploded. We're exposing the artificial scarcity folks that are trying to cut off the resources. There's more oil, more natural gas been discovered than we can ever even use. It's a joke there's so much. And so I don't really get into personalities unless it's somebody like Glenn Beck. Look, Michael Savage comes out. In fact, cue up that clip we played yesterday where he was talking about the ear gun. And the first clip we played yesterday where he's talking about the Reichstag and the ear gun and how Emanuel's dad was one of the top terrorists and how he says that he believes Emanuel will stage terror attacks. It was the first clip you played yesterday. I want to give people credit when they come out and tell the truth. I don't want to be enemies with Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, or any of these guys. But Glenn Beck has taken over the Tea Party, and he is neutralizing the opposition to the New World Order. And I know he's attacked us in the past, and I know he's bad news. Heck, let's go to break with Michael Savage telling it like it is. Here it is.
Right now, what we have is a dictatorship run by a gang. It's a gang under Obama, although I think he's the front man. I think that soon they're going to realize that he's more intelligent than they originally thought, and they're going to find out that they're going to be left out in the cold. But that's going to take a little while before the Rahm Emanuel gang realizes that Obama has outsmarted them and he's not just their front man. I made a prediction on this show yesterday that I'll repeat right now so that you can mark it down. Savage predicts a Reichstag fire-like event sometime within the next year or two in America that will have been conducted by the government and blamed upon subversive elements in order to permit a dictatorship, a naked dictatorship to emerge in this country. If you think I'm making this up, you're right, I'm making it up. But I'm not making it up out of whole cloth, I'm making it up out of historical cloth. Rahm Emanuel is a very devious man. Rahm Emanuel has deep roots going back to dictatorial inclinations. You want me to open that one up? Would you like to discuss Rahm Emanuel and who he is and what his background is and his father's background? His father was a member of the Irgun in the early days of Israel, which I think is quite ironic when you think about it. Here you have the most anti-Israel administration in modern American history, perhaps since Eisenhower. And the chief of staff's name is Rahm Emanuel. He is from Israel, and his father fought with Meir Begin in the Irgun in the early days of the foundation of Israel. Some would term the Irgun a terrorist organization. They did horrible things. They blew up the King David Hotel, killing British soldiers. If they had any opponents within their own party, meaning Jews against Jews, they took the men that they caught who they didn't approve, and they put their hands on the top of doors, and they closed doors on their fingers and broke their fingers. They were not nice guys. They were powerful, brutal, bloodthirsty revolutionaries. That's who created Israel. And that's how every country on earth has been created, by tough guys who are killers. There's not a country on earth that's been created by nice men. So let's not make this an exception. So now Rahm Emanuel grows up in the home of a Jewish revolutionary in Israel, and now he is the chief of staff to the president of the United States, who happens to stab Israel in the back as one of his first acts.
And then he goes into how they're going to stage terror attacks.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Another issue here, I got on the toll road to drive to Dallas to go interview Dave Mustaine of Megadeth a few months ago, and you don't pay cash anymore. You don't even have to get a little transponder. They just scan your license plate and send you a $20.80 bill. Now, Texas taxpayers paid for that toll road, that I-30 toll road, saying it'd be a loop around Austin, but they just put a toll road on it. But the point is, that's what the license plate reading cameras are doing. That's the science. And they want to put them around every major city, including Austin, on all the major roads. What is it? 10 roads in Austin, and tax you everywhere you go. I was on the road for about 10 miles and got a $20.80 bill. Alexander Jones. My license plate number. Everything. In fact, let me just scratch out my license plate number and I'll show people this. Here, zoom in on this with a document cam for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. MSB, a private corporation, P.O. Box 16777-Austin, Texas, 78761. Got the toll-free number there for them. The vehicle shown below, and then it goes into what I did and where I drove and what I did. And non-payment. Look, $20.80 right there. That's Big Brother, ladies and gentlemen. That's the control grid. And Schwarzenegger wants to make it where all roads in California are taxed. This is the fake green economy. This is the scam. The NAFTA superhighways grabbing our roads, giving them to bankers, giving them to globalists. This is the scam. This is the fraud. This is what they're doing to us. This is what we're fighting. And the services get cut that government gives you, and the services they do give you are a nightmare, and the taxes go up and up and up and up and up on interest of the debt or just flat-out looting where we pay to build the roads. They take existing roads or new roads and slap toll roads on it, and even when the legislature votes it down, it continues. There's no way to stop these criminals. Until we stand up and take our state back and start prosecuting them. But at first they had where you had to pay cash or get a tag, but literally the news reported most people wouldn't do it and just ran it. So they said, don't worry, we'll just put the license plate readers in. And they just send you a bill and track where you're driving and what you're doing. And they already have these license plate readers up on every major highway and little roads in the middle of nowhere. They are tracking everywhere you go and what you do. This is Big Brother. And I meant to get to this today, and I just didn't. But tomorrow I will. Senate burglary, CIA domestic black op team arrested. Burma's covered that some last night. The underwear bomber. The government now says, oh, we let him get on the plane and it told him to go ahead and give him the visa material so we'd know. And then they lied about somebody else with a bomb on the plane, and they lied about the sharp-dressed man, and they admit that they let him get on the plane. So obviously that guy works for them. It's hidden in plain view. Such a big deal. I covered it a lot Sunday, but I'm going to cover it more tomorrow. And tomorrow we've got jam-packed with extremely informative guests. I've got one particular guest that's set for tomorrow, but it's so big, I'm not going to say anything until they're here. I'll just leave it at that for everyone. And in closing, I just want to ask listeners to research the information we have to support us. Buy the books and videos at InfoWars.com. But more importantly, tell your email list, your MySpace, your Facebook, your Twitter about the free podcast. People can listen how they want, when they want, where they want. It's on the listen page link, the radio listen page at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Download the videos off PrisonPlanet.tv. Share them. Give them to people. Share the YouTube videos. This is an information war. The globalists are moving to start curtailing the internet. We need to use it now like we're not going to have it in the future, but also fight for its continued future and freedom. Retransmission starts now, jam-packed. Great job, crew. See you all back live tomorrow, 11 a.m.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.